Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Buggs.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. And here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
There's nothing to do.
There's no football on TV. You know, life sucks. She says, let's go to dinner. Let's go to Blockbuster. Okay, so we had our dinner, and then, you know, we got into a discussion about our boyfriend and about what we have in common and everything. But when we went into Blockbuster, this has to be a record. We're standing in line in Blockbuster. We're renting the movie Spartacus.
Hey, way to go. You mean the original?
Yeah, with Kirk Douglas.
Oh, man, Spartacus.
Well, Bart's studying it in school now, uh-huh. And I find that to be a much, much more effective tool.
Right.
Than, like, actually reading him a book or something.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio, stat.
Because everybody knows that all movies are just like the books.
Well, you know, you get at least the general idea. You get the gist of it.
Like Kirk Douglas is Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus. I'm stab you in the heart.
So we find the movie, and we're standing in line to rent it, and we are standing in line for the most absurd amount of time, and there's one person behind the desk, and we were like seven people back in line. And I kept thinking, what the hell is going on? And normally on Blockbuster, they're pretty fast. You know what I mean? You do the crap, you give them the card, you get your stuff. There was a guy that had $187 in late charges.
Oh, and he was arguing?
And he was arguing. And what he did was he made the girl behind the counter get out the printed computer printout of all the movies he had rented, mm-hmm. and how long they had been out, and how long it took him to return them. And this guy, you know, oblivious that there are other people behind him,
of course,
was going through each movie individually. And then when he had something he would dispute, he took out his cell phone. He would, like, call his wife.
Oh, my God.
And he's on the phone going, honey, on January 20th, did we rent A Perfect Murder? Hold on, she's checking. And the guy,
you know, there's only one person that's there to handle him.
One person behind the counter.
That's ridiculous.
So it was just a real CF,
right?
And finally, the guy, you know, what I want to know is, I said to Frida, how does a guy get away with $180 in late charges? I know that if we have like $3 in late charges,
mm-hmm.
they call us up. That's the first step. They call you up. They go, hi. Hey, it's Blockbuster. You owe us $3. And then the next step is, have you ever gotten a letter in the mail?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Blockbuster. Hi, you owe us $3.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of those letters.
And then when you go in,
lots
what happens?
Lots of those letters.
No.
What I don't understand.
Years ago.
Oh,
You never
years
forget.
Ago.
Oh, let it go, man.
Years ago.
Let it go, Mike.
When a certain friend of mine said I didn't have that movie.
That was an honest mistake.
Any video store, I can't go into a video store anymore without having a permanent record. Oh, a Mike. Permanent record is the worst customer they've ever had.
That was
$1 million of late charges.
That was so long ago. I'd like to say in my defense that was beta.
It was
wow.
beta.
And I'd also like to say that I really thought I'd return the movie.
It was okay. beta. It was beta. And I weeks and weeks I would come into the office and say, do you have, they're still sending me letters. Do you have Fast Times at Ridgemont High? No, I don't have Fast Times. Weeks went by. Then finally years went by. Then all, a decade went by. And then someone moved to a new house, and lo and behold, without even knowing, said that he found Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He said, I don't even know where that came from. And I said, you don't know where that came from? That's my movie! That is my movie, man.
Michael yelled at me every day and said, where's that movie?
And then I finally forgot because it was over, and I think I settled up for the price of the movie, which is what they end up charging.
$80 back then.
And then it had gone, this was so long, this had to be like 8 or 9 years. This had gone on so long. Don comes in one day, was talking about going through his stuff, oblivious to the fact that he said, you know what movie I found?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I'm looking at him going, that's the movie! That's the movie you kept for years!
Would your record otherwise be perfect if it had not been for that one?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I got into a big argument with the Frighteners, where I'm sitting there just
Michael J. Fox?
No, you're absolutely wrong. We returned that, and then, it was like behind an ashtray or something. I found it.
Ah, so you see how it can happen,
yeah.
eh?
Of course I see how it can happen.
Never had that happen.
It's very easy, but anyway, you were in the video store
but
and I interrupted.
What I don't know is how the guy could have rung up over $180 in late charges, because it seems to me that once you get like $2 or $3 in late charges, they like red flag you, mm-hmm. and then if you come in to rent something else, as soon as you go up to the cash register, the first thing they say is, listen, you owe $8, you owe $10.
Right. Yeah, unless you go a real long period of time. But if he was talking about a perfect murder, that
figured
was...
Figured it out, though.
Right.
I'll give my wife credit. She figured it out.
Right.
The guy went like to 10 different Blockbusters.
Oh, and where he doesn't have the record.
Right, and she showed me in her wallet that we've got cards like at 5 different Blockbusters.
So they're not all connected now by the same master brain?
No, they're not all connected. So what this guy would do is he'd go to the Blockbuster by where we live and he'd rent some movies and he'd keep them at home for a month. Then he'd go to another Blockbuster, rent a bunch of movies, keep them at home for a month.
And then they finally get his master computer.
They finally put it all together.
They put the APB out on the guy. But meanwhile, there's one person at the cash register. You know they got more people in the store. There's some kid, giving a tongue bath to the empty cases back there.
You know, Blockbuster's one of our best sponsors. So I don't want to say anything about the dimwits that work in there.
No.
I just want to say, though, I think they're one step up from Toys R Us employees on the food chain.
Yeah, but at least they get to wear the blue button downs.
They're khaki.
Very sharp.
And she did say, I'm sorry for the wait. Oh, well. When we finally got up there 20 minutes later with our Spartacus.
He didn't buy Raisinets, did he, after he was all done with
no.
that overpriced candy? Not overpriced, very reasonably priced.
Very right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Hey, great.
Hey, all you got to do, I mean, those companies change names so many times. They change companies. You just rent it, and 2 or 3 months, they'll change names and lose all records.
Well, now, you might be talking about, what are you calling them, like Podunk, Iowa or something? I mean, I go to Blockbuster, man. That's a name brand.
Right.
They got one brand name, Blockbuster.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, and it's everywhere.
But I'm calling from Greenville, if that tells you anything.
Ah, they're still calling from Podunk.
Probably still have a lot of the local... Greenville's a big town.
Oh, yeah. I
bet they got like the Ma and Pa video rental, though.
Remember those days? Remember when everybody was like getting into that?
Oh, yeah.
Before it became a big business and everybody... It was an interesting new business, new entrepreneurs, and then, the big corporation took it over.
Amen.
There you go.
Let's hear it for Big Corporate America. Blue and gold.
They are a wonderful sponsor. I don't want to rail on that.
Donna Mike Show.
Hello, this is Spartacus, and I'm not wearing anything under my thong.
All right.
Spartacus, so did you log some time with Spartacus yourself?
A little bit,
is
Mike.
Is Tony Curtis in Spartacus?
I couldn't tell you. Otherwise, like the first half hour, right?
If that's the one he's in, they've just put a scene back into the movie that was apparently taken out way back when it was made.
I'll tell you what, it's such a long friggin' movie, you have to get 2 videotapes.
I think that's it, then.
I think there's the scene where Kirk Douglas comes down and meets Tony Curtis, and he's got a cranberry juice and his butt is bleeding.
Hot tub.
Very close, it's in a bathhouse.
Is it really in a bathhouse?
There's bathing going on.
You know, Spartacus, really, wonderful. Spartacus. How are you?
Spartacus is a homo.
We've got a whole vat of cranberry juice here in the bathhouse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hope you had a good week, and it sounds like you had just a wonderful one. Listen, now
Wait, hold on. What's the first thing you said? I didn't hear you.
Have a good weekend. It sounds like you had a wonderful...
I had a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, good.
I'm on top of the world.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Spartacus.
Now that you've got your bath...
Spartacus, we want you to take the temperature of the bathhouse. There's only one way you can find out exactly how warm it is here in the bathhouse. I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
With your DJ friend, Jack Diamond. You need to get the...
Oh, come on. Jeez. We're done with that guy. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, when you were watching Spartacus, did you notice during the big, big battle scene that there were some warriors wearing watches?
Oh, you mean some of the extras?
That's true.
Yeah, this is a
is that
story.
True?
They used a lot of, I think, UCLA students.
That's
and
a great continuity here. That is so cool.
They forgot to tell them to take off their watches. So you can see some of them wearing their watches during that scene.
Who directed? Was that Cecil B. DeMille that directed Spartacus?
Oh, Cecil B. Homo. Cecil B. DeHomo.
Ah, Spartacus, keep your watch on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering about the wedding.
Oh, the nude wedding? The nude wedding?
Yeah,
yes, our Valentine's Day extravaganza featuring TV's Lou Ferrigno.
I was wondering, do you do same-sex weddings? Like women, women, man, man?
Yes, but we much prefer woman, woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you thinking about marrying a special someone?
Me, not me.
Who are you thinking about?
Oh, a friend of mine, but I don't...
What's, is your friend a male or a female?
Female.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, another would be better than to have a nice naked lesbian wedding. Oh, that'd be a perfect Valentine's Day.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, with TV's Lou Ferrigno here.
Hey.
And listen, that's not a gag. I swear to God.
But hey, you know.
That's the real deal. Lou Ferrigno will be our special guest MC for the nude Valentine wedding show.
Do you think there's any chance he'd wear a Spartacus uniform? That would be something else.
I think like his management wants him to wear like a suit and tie. He's changing his image now.
Bummer.
But you know, I would do it myself, though.
Do what?
I would get married. I would marry a woman myself, but I'm taken, though. I have a boyfriend.
How old are you?
I'm 24. My boyfriend's actually listening. Hmm.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois, Island.
Right.
Yeah, and I was just, you know, I mean, I'd do it myself, but I can't.
Are we getting older, or are the 24-year-old simply sounding younger?
Why? I don't think she's 24. Is she much? She's probably like a... She's a high school girl.
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
No,
yes,
I'm
you
not
are.
I'm 24.
That's the only way we can browbeat it out of her. Yes, you are.
You're a high school girl.
I am not. I'm 24. I'm serious.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm 24.
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I got laid off.
Laid off from what?
Work.
What, from ninth grade?
No, from work. I got laid off.
Doing what? What was your job?
Well, I was just restocking store, you know, restocking shelves and stuff like that.
You worked in retail?
Well, kind of like it. But, you know, I got laid off, and so I don't, you know, I'm currently looking for a job right now.
Are you between your first job?
No.
How many guys have you had sex with?
How many guys have I can't tell. My boyfriend's probably listening.
And what does your boyfriend do?
Well,
Is he captain of the football team?
No, I'm not in high school. Be quiet.
Did you meet him in the glee club?
No, shut up. No.
Is your boyfriend, is he going to the academy? He's going to be a starship trooper?
Right.
Right, as if.
Oh, shut up.
For sure.
My God. Okay.
Oh, come on. Listen, I'm gonna bet you haven't even had your period yet. That's how young I think you are, miss.
Excuse me, I have two kids, okay?
You have two kids?
Right. Yes.
Really?
Oh,
sure.
Come on now.
You do not.
Hey, I will bet you money I do, okay?
No, you sound like you're 13 years old.
I do not. Okay, come on.
What are your children's names?
Derek and Tiana.
What?
Derek and what?
Tiana.
Tiana?
Tiana? Yes. Kind of a name is Tiana.
Oh, shut up. That's a nice name.
Where did you get the name Tiana?
From a TV show.
Tiana. Oh, come on. You're like a high school girl.
I am not.
But don't worry about it. I think it's very cute that a young high school girl would try to be an older woman to call our show.
Next, you're going to say your kids' ages are like 10 and 13.
Okay, you know what? I originally called about this lesbian wedding, but you completely took me off guard now, okay?
Right. Right, yeah. Turn it around on us there.
Okay, kid.
Don't you have some math homework or something?
I'm done with that. I passed math class.
What?
I passed math class.
No, I think you're in high school. You're still
not
in high school. I don't doubt the two kid thing, but I think you're still in high school.
I'm not in high school.
Yes, you are, but it's okay.
It's okay to be a high school kid.
No, I'm 24. I'm graduated.
Yeah, you're a high school girl.
No.
Did you really graduate?
Yes, I did. Yes, from Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester, Minnesota.
Yeah. What was your high school?
John Marshall.
What was the name of your football team?
The Rockets.
How many Rockets did you have sex with?
None of them, because... No.
What year were you born, real quick?
75.
85.
75.
No, we're adding it up.
96. Mm-hmm. 97.
24.
She was quick with that, but then again, she might have been prepared. No, she wouldn't be prepared.
No.
So there's credibility there.
I stand by my first assessment. You know, there's only one way to make sure. I'm going to have to get you in the stirrups.
What?
I'm going to have to give you the full gynecological exam.
You're sick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was
sick in the head. You ought to get your ass thrown right out of the stadium.
I'm sick.
Oh, come on. You know, you guys are so mean.
Oh, we just have fun on this.
I know you guys have fun. You guys are
fun.
Great. You guys are wonderful.
It's unusual when we get like a 13 or 14-year-old calling to say that she's 24.
No. Whatever.
You just wait until all the changes your body goes through. Oh, my God. It's going to be like a whole different world.
Try to respect your parents during that time, okay? You're going to be going through a lot of wonderful things.
I do respect my parents.
Yeah, but now you do. But wait till those changes.
It's a confusing time for you.
It really is. Adolescence.
It's a confusing time for any girl, Buzz.
Adolescence is very difficult.
Listen, you got to be hanging up the phone now to go to the junior miss department at your local Bloomingdale's.
No.
Yes.
Don't squeeze those pimples.
I don't have any. I went through all that, okay?
How long till you get out of the training, bro?
I went through puberty and everything.
Come on, be honest with me. Listen to me.
What?
How much toilet tissue do you put in your bra?
I have not put any in.
Oh, come on now.
I use that stuff. I never have done that. Ever since I was growing up, I've never put anything like that in my bra.
I hope you hang around the right kind of boys.
I have a boyfriend already.
Okay, is he a good boy?
Yes, he is.
He's not a greaser, is he?
No. He's a decent man.
Okay. Where do you go with it?
Man. It's funny when she calls a boy a man.
Will you go to the food court at the mall?
What?
Do you go to Chick-fil-A a lot?
Yuck. No. Yuck.
No. No gag?
Yeah.
Gag?
Does he wear the big baggy jeans that drag on the floor?
The gang kind of like?
Yeah.
Gang? No. He's a decent looking guy.
Did he rent dad's car? I mean, borrow dad's car and take you to see Varsity Blues this weekend?
He got his own car.
Like, oh my God, isn't it almost time for the real world?
He's got his own car. It must be a real beater. Where'd he get that from? Shop class?
No. He's got his own car. We got our own place.
What does he do?
What does he do?
What does he do when he's not in school? What does he do after school? What's his after school job?
I don't know. He graduated high school also.
You don't know what his job is?
What does he do? Does he bag groceries at the local Piggly Wiggly? What does he do?
Okay, come on.
I bet I know what he does. Does he work at the computer game store?
No.
With the fat guy that is making that a career?
He worked at a grocery store during high school, but that was years ago.
So he works, what does he do now?
Well, he delivers auto parts, you know, in Iowa City.
He delivers auto parts. That's so funny. You made up that job. That's what your dad does, right?
No. God, no. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, up here.
What's your fee for the auto part? All right, young lady. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to mail you a diaphragm in the mail. I want you to learn all about birth control here, and I'm also going to send you a pack of 100 condoms.
I already have some condoms.
Wow.
I have a bunch of them.
No, you're a bad girl.
Then how do you have two kids already?
Don't ask.
Oh, boy.
Don't ask that question. I don't want to go there.
Babies having babies, Don.
I don't want to go there.
It's terrible.
Don't go there.
Really all terrible. Right. Well, listen, I know you got to go because it's almost time for Ricky Lake Show. I know how you teenage girls love the Ricky Lake Show.
Hey. Make sure you turn in early tonight so you can, you got class tomorrow.
Well, hey, do me a favor. Say hi to my boyfriend out there, Jason.
Sure. Listen, stay in school. That's my advice to you, Jason.
Yeah, Jason, and what's your first name?
Sarah.
Jason and Sarah. Do us a favor. Send us your prom picture.
Yeah, please do. And remember, get a limo.
No, but you know what?
Get a limo on prom night.
I had a different boyfriend in prom.
Share the price with some of the other kids. You can get like 12 kids in one of those
limos. I had a different boyfriend at prom.
Okay, listen, we got to go now.
Nice talking to you guys.
You too, honey.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Seemed like a nice kid.
Damn, I wanted to ask her if we could sign her yearbook. It's a nice girl.
Nice girl. 24. That's a hoot.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He's like a beat unto himself. You have the Bears beat and the Cubs beat and the White Sox beat. Chicago's a town now that has a Mike Ditka beat. We have to watch what he does every day and watch what he does after every game.
The local press has made it into more of a thing than it really is, because, like you say, I mean, we've seen he's really not hasn't done anything that he hasn't ever done before. I mean, it's just it's more to the forefront because of the way the season's going.
Coach has got a right to yell at a player, just like you know, a boss has a right to yell at his employee. So it never really affect me. I take it in that context.
He was dead wrong. It's the last thing I said in the meeting, and he understood me.
I can't remember a time this year that he's really dealt with a player in a harsh way or whatever, where he didn't come back to the player and say, hey, you know, I was wrong. Or I overreacted. And that's why I say that this year, to me, I think he's been tremendous with the team.
Mike Ditka this year, I think, has had a problem motivating his players, truly. And I think the talent level is down. I think everybody is to blame.
I think I motivate as well as any coach in football. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure I don't motivate as well as any coach in football ever has. That's a bold statement to make, but I'm making that statement.
You have to motivate yourself, and, you know, the extra motivation comes from him, and I still think he's done a very good job with that.
I think McCaskey knows that he can't fire Ditka. Ditka's going to leave on his terms.
I really believe that he's just an emotional being. I mean, he plays that way, he coaches that way, and I really believe that he enjoys what he's doing.
That formula worked for an awful long time with the Bears. You know, they were very successful. Now the team is not a good team. You know, they got a defense that doesn't rank better than 20th at any time this season. And when you build a team and count on the offense like they have right now, then you've got a team that's very volatile and unpredictable, much like Coach Ditka.
The Don and Mike Show. We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
And happy Veterans Day.
This is Mari Pogachosa of A Current Affair, wishing you all a very happy new year.
No.
This is Maureen O'Boyle, wishing you all a very happy new year.
We'll find it.
It's not right.
Hello? This is Mari Povich. Happy New Year.
No, Mari, wrong.
Hello? Lady?
This is Maureen O'Boyle. Happy New Year.
No.
Maury. This is Mari Povich. Until the new year, America.
You guys next year.
No. No, no.
Wrong. This is Mari Povich, and from all of us at A Current Affair, Happy New Year.
Wrong holiday.
Maureen O'Boyle, and from all of us at A Current Affair, Happy New Year.
Will you guys stop it?
The new year.
They say Happy Veterans Day somewhere.
Hi, this is Mari Povich. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at A Current Affair.
This is Maureen O'Boyle. I want to wish all of you a happy Groundhog's Day.
Wrong.
Oops.
Hello.
Maury.
This is Maury Povich wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
No. Maureen.
Mo.
Mo-O Boyle. Mo-O.
Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at A Current Affair.
Oh, boy.
This is Maury Povich. Happy Valentine's Day to my favorite radio station.
That sounded sincere.
This is Maureen O'Boyle wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you again.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from everyone at A Current Affair.
Day O'Fair. All right.
Kooky. You are kooky, Maury.
Oh, hold on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from Maureen O'Boyle A Current Affair.
She stole his joke.
You're copying him, Maureen.
This is Maury Povich. Happy Mother's Day.
Maury.
And that's M-U-T-H-A. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom. Day. It's Maureen. Happy Mother's Day.
She wasn't sincere about that either.
Oh, no, she's not.
This is Maureen O'Boyle wishing all our moms Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Maureen.
All you mothers.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, hoping everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend.
Here we go. We're getting close.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Hi, this is Maureen O'Boyle.
This is Maury Povich. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and remember the people who have made this country great.
Oh, Memorial Day.
This is Maureen O'Boyle.
Close.
Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and remember the people who fought to keep this country great.
Right.
This is Maury Povich. I love the summertime. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
I love your sincerity, sure.
Hi, this is Maureen O'Boyle. Happy birthday, America.
All right. Now
she cares.
Maury.
She's up to 4th of July.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich. Happy birthday, America.
Ah, I got him synchronized now.
Forever great, America.
Forever.
Forever.
Baby.
She is such a patriot. She's a super patriot.
She is. Yeah. She likes her mother.
No. Happy July 4th from all of us at A Current Affair.
No. All right, Maury.
We're waiting for Veterans Day. Maury?
I'm trying to cue ahead here.
Maury? Maureen?
One of them's got to be right. Oh, Maury's ready first.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Enjoy your Labor Day, everyone.
Hey, here we go.
We're getting closer.
I tell you, we're almost there.
Mo?
Mo O'Boyle?
Something has happened to the Mo O'Boyle disc.
Mo O.
Hello, let me see. Uh-oh.
This is Maury Povich. Goblins beware. Tonight's A Current Affair will be a hair-raising experience.
That's the last big one.
Yeah. All right.
This
Maureen
is it.
O'Boyle?
So you got.
I have two discs here. They sent out the exact same script 1 year when they changed hosts of A Current Affair.
When they moved Maury out and moved Maureen in.
Hi, this is Maureen O'Boyle, wishing you a happy Hanukkah.
Oh, dear, you've skipped
ahead. Oh, I've gone past.
You've missed it. You've skipped it. So the year
I'm
is
Maury
over.
Povich, trick or treat on A Current Affair tonight.
He's closer.
He starts talking about goblins.
Beware.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Will tonight's A Current Affair be a trick or a treat? Watch it and see.
Yeah. Maury Povich. Yeah, watch it and see.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with the Maury. Ah, there, the Maureen O'Boyle has finally queued up.
Maureen?
This is Maureen O'Boyle, and if you think it's hot outside, wait till you see A Current Affair tonight.
That's kind of generic. It could be hot in December.
Yeah. Think it's hot outside. Check out my pants.
I'm a hottie. I'm a big
hot
Maureen.
Cold. Watch A Current Affair tonight. It's hot.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, wishing you a great new year.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Wait
Hold
a minute.
On.
No Veterans Day?
Wait a minute. I didn't skip ahead on Maury's. All right,
oh,
cut
no.
Number 9.
This is Maury Povich. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, no. This is a travesty. This is an injustice.
You know what? I'm finally looking at the script.
No Veterans Day?
They don't do a Veterans Day. It goes New Year, Valentine's, St. Patrick, Mother's.
How dare they?
Memorial, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, Rosh Hashanah, Thanksgiving,
Chanukah.
What is Chanukah?
I believe that's Hanukkah. Hanukkah, Don.
I love their song. I get knocked down. And I know that's
Chumbawamba.
Yes. And I know that. And Hanukkah and
Hanukkah.
Christmas and weather. No, I guess they don't have a Veterans
no
Day.
No Veterans Day?
Sorry.
This is Maury Povich wishing all you moms happy Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, but we do have the Maury Povich interview.
Oh, very good.
All right, let's listen to some of the Maury Povich interview tracks.
With real questions you can ask.
Hey, Maury. How come you're such a dick?
We just find them everywhere. I mean, now that the show has gotten so popular, most of our stories, or a lot of our stories, come from viewers who see the show, see the kinds of stories we do, and say, hey, you've got to come to our town. You won't believe what's happening here.
Yeah. Hey, Maury, how come you can't seem to knock up your wife?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable sound effect, and it's really the first thing we did when we sat down in the summer of 1986 to start A Current Affair. One of our producers said, "Well, we have to have a sound effect."
Hey, Maury. Hey, Maury. When are you going to host the People's Court?
I get very awkward about that and embarrassed. I prefer to believe that we're not a hit because...
Answer the question.
The last thing A Current Affair needs is a sense of big shot-itis. We've always believed that there's room to improve. And
you're not hosting that show anymore,
we really don't know what the show
Excuse
is.
Me.
And we take a fresh every day, and it's a very...
Bet Maury's got a lot of phlegm, too.
Current Affair, so I try to just step back from...
And the Maureen O'Boyle one seems to be malfunctioning over here.
Really?
It's misfiring.
I just want to thank you listeners because...
Why?
You listeners become our viewers. And to give us this kind of a run in television has been terrific. And I want to also thank all the DJs all these months that we've been doing this
with
you
the DJs.
And talking to you during drive time and other parts of the day.
Thank you, yes.
I mean, you really
drive
have
time,
been able
baby.
To... get our name out.
Are you a smoker?
Circulate it.
Maury, are you a cigarette smoker?
You're as much a part of
answer the question.
Success as we are.
We are Thank not. You. Don't care about disc jockeys.
You hear that show?
Thank you very much, and until next time, America.
You hear that? The one before he gives that real L.A. thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Maury, thank you. Hi, I'm Maury Povich.
Hello.
And here's my biggest fan to tell you what's coming up tonight on A Current Affair.
Buzz?
Yes.
Aren't you his biggest
fan?
Never mind.
It couldn't be done.
There she is. Oh, hey, who's that lovely lady?
I think it's we're back
now
with
that's A Current Affair.
And where did she come from?
We're back with Maureen O'Boyle. Mo?
Maureen.
This is Maury Povich.
Hey!
And you won't believe what's on a current affair tonight.
It's on a current affair tonight.
I guess disc jockeys used to run these all the time.
If you think you've heard it all, listen to what's on a current affair tonight.
Make-believe interview.
How's that for a scoop? Another a current affair exclusive.
So, almost like they're talking together.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Let's hear what's on a current affair tonight.
Maury. How you can't knock your wife up.
Believe it? Where do we find these stories?
I don't know, Maury.
Me either.
You tomato.
Tonight on a current affair, you gotta see it to believe it.
Incredible. Bet you can't wait to see this one, huh, guys?
She might be a smoker also.
Maury? Are you ready for something really incredible?
Yeah.
Check out A Current Affair tonight.
Going to be eating fortune cookies in bed with your wife?
Maury?
Maureen?
Maureen?
Incredible.
Yes, it is.
Is that Connie? Hi, this is Maury Povich, and we have a sensational story on A Current Affair tonight.
Yeah.
Jive.
All right.
Sensational. Look at my shorts.
Jive. Hey, everybody, good morning. Donnie in the morning joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline, my good friend Maury Povich.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and have I got a story for you tonight on A Current Affair. Here's my best buddy to tell you about it.
Hey, here I am, everybody. I'm Maury's best buddy.
Best buddy.
This has to be one of the craziest stories we've done in a long time on A Current Affair.
Yes, Tollbridge, baby.
This is Maury Povich. Who's going to tell me what's on A Current Affair tonight?
Buzz! Your biggest fan.
Hey, guys, this is Maury Povich, and I tell you, tonight's A Current Affair is not to be missed. Listen to this.
Tonight, Carlos the Jackal. Profiled, Ken Stevens revealed.
Where's the ones where he talks about, like, these guys play my favorite country music on the radio?
Or you get the one, here's the hottest sound in town.
And they said it couldn't be done.
What?
Huh? Now, that's A Current Affair.
Right? Stop promoting the show. Promote our show.
It's
more.
A Current Affair tonight.
All right. Cut number four. Let me try cut number... There are no Veterans Day, we found
last night's A Current Affair was great, but wait till you hear about tonight's show.
Oh, shut up. That was so exciting, he doesn't even host the show.
Take care of your wife. Number five.
Take care of Connie.
Cut number five. Maury, take care of me.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and here's my favorite newscaster.
There it is.
You found it.
Now, that one I want to save for you. Buzz, let me try that one again.
Oh, that's great.
Let me cue that one up. That's one we should have on file anyway.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and here's my favorite newscaster.
Thanks, Maury.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 6. Right here on your number one station. Until next time, America.
I tried right here in the morning zoo, everybody. See you tomorrow.
See you, Maury.
Until next time, America.
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah, baby.
He's good people.
A Current Affair. It's hot. Just like your pants. You guys are too much.
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah, you too. That's right back one. At you.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and you're listening to my favorite station.
No.
Whatever. What station is that?
Whatever it is, right, yeah.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, and you're listening to the only real rockers on the dial.
We rock.
Hi, this is...
See? There's a problem with that disc.
Point sound like it was artificial. That wasn't
Hi,
really...
Hi, I'm Maury Povich. Stay tuned, because you have a chance to be a winner with...
WXXX! W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-
team around.
That's right, the breakfast place.
It is, the best morning team around.
Good morning, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And if you don't wake up with these guys every morning, your coffee just won't taste the same.
Thank you, Maury. 703.
That's clever writing.
What's this?
That's the Kachung.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Mo, hey, if these guys can't wake you up in the morning, nobody can.
And you know, when you say Mo, it can be for either one of them. Mo or Mo. Yeah.
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful. That's what A Current Affair and the morning team have in common.
Weird.
How generic can you possibly make it? That's what The Current Affair and the morning team have in common.
Best team around.
Happy Valen, 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 happy.
Oh, stop. Okay, all right.
That's a good musician. Happy Valen.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Wake up!
Yeah. Wake up, you pig!
Tell me that's not what you want to hear first thing in the morning.
Wake up,
Maury Povich.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and it's time to liven up the afternoon with the best mix in town.
Yeah, there it is. Finally, there's what we can use.
The best mix in town.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, guys, it's Maury Povich. Let's rock.
Because you're a rocker, Maury. You are a rocker.
Hi, guys, this is Maury Povich. Crank it up.
He likes the headbanging music.
Crank this up, Maury. Hey, everybody, this is Maury Povich telling you it's time to take it on home and tune into A Current Affair.
Hey, where's Veterans Day, Maury?
Yeah, baby. No time for veterans, though.
Come on,
hello?
Maury.
You guys are so smooth.
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah.
This is Maury Povich, guys. How about an afternoon pick-me-up on my favorite radio station?
Yeah, we're going to put your head in a vice and pop your eyes out.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and you're tuned to the best country music sound around. Let's hear it, guys.
All right, so I took the butcher knife, and I put it up to her neck.
All right, one more.
This is Maury Povich. Now, I've been on a lot of radio programs, but you guys are the wildest.
Wild.
Wildest.
We're the wildest, dog.
They've got nothing about Veterans Day.
Oh, wow. I can't. How dare they?
All right. Well, there's our annual look at Maury Povich and Maureen O'Boyle.
Just a little taste of the wild, weird, wonderful.
Right here on the morning scene.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And when Connie and I are back in Washington, we sleep right through Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's right. That's because we're on in the afternoon.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WPTC. Sorry, man, I just ran back from the cold shower there, folks. It's at 9:05. This is Don Geronimo. And the radio program, that's done for broadcasting. What the NBA officials do for Hubie Brown of the Atlanta Hawks. Boy, you were at that Bullets game with the Hawks last week, where we beat them by 20 points. You know what I mean. And if you'd like to go see the Bullets play the 76ers tomorrow night, you listen to Elliott Woodside. They'll have tickets for you tomorrow morning.
Where are you calling from?
Andrew Griffith Faith.
You're calling over to Andrews. What's happening in Camp Springs tonight? Are things as exciting in Camp Springs as they always are?
Yes.
Are you standing in front of the Pantry Pride store there watching the light change in front of the Memco?
No, why?
Oh, you're missing out on the big thrill in town.
Why?
Let me tell you, that's the biggest tourist attraction in Camp Springs.
A light changing?
Yes, ma'am.
Metro weather. It must be the weather. Got to blame it on something here. Rain all the way through tomorrow. Should be sunny though on the weekend. High tomorrow 60. Low tonight 50. 62 degrees now. WPGC. Well, I figured out why I can't talk to her, Cliff Horton. It's very hard to talk with your foot in your mouth. You ever try now? Hey, your time has come. WPGC. In between the noise, the news, and the snooze, it's time for the Boogie Chugamot. Yes, ma'am. The eternal search for the intelligent yet entertaining phone call at 432-1580. This is Don Geronimo, your host, for the Bookular Check of Life.
The Free Money Bunny, coming to WPGC this weekend with an Easter basket full of cash for you.
And you know what time that is.
Time for the boogie check. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Everybody now.
Boogie check, boogie check, boogie check.
And the ultimate search for the intelligent yet entertaining telephone call.
Boogie check, boogie check, boogie check.
WPGC, and after a rain check last night, it's the boogie check tonight. Good evening, boogie checker.
Hey, Geronimo.
Yeah.
Who's like to have a wigwam with in your teepee?
Pardon me?
I said, who would you like to have a wigwam with in your teepee?
Bette Midler.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, boy. Is she a rose or what?
Yeah, she's a...
Understand she's pretty thorny, too.
Yeah.
Bye. Hello, Boogie Jack of Life.
Hello.
Hello.
I have the all-time intelligent question.
What is the all-time intelligent yet entertaining question?
What time is it?
Time to find an intelligent phone call. Hello?
Do you know Fred Herrick?
Do I know Fred Herrick?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. But everybody calls and talks about him. Who is Fred Herrick?
Oh, Fred Herrick is a person at Woodward High School.
Oh.
He's a senior. He's in 12th grade.
Oh, well, that's who Fred Herrick is.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. Bye. WPGC, the Fred Herrick Show. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine.
What can I do for you?
I want to say hi to Mary Ann Rada.
Hi, Mary Ann Rada. Boogie check, boogie check, boogie check.
Yes, I think WPGC is number one.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air. This is not the veterinarian, right?
No.
No. My dog, Max, will be neutered live on the show next Tuesday.
Good luck, Max.
Every snip snip will be live in beautiful FM stereo, unless you're listening to us on an AM station. Radio first. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, remember the gay guys that were on Seinfeld when they stole Elaine's armoire?
Yeah, kind of, right.
We just wanted you to imitate them, because you're so funny at that.
Hello, man. People just, you know, can't get enough of the gay humor.
Hey.
Hello, I don't even remember. I half remember. Is that where the armoire was out on the street?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Radio God.
Cello.
Listen, a little analogy for the circumcision.
Well, yeah, how many calls are we going to be getting on that circumcision?
Thousands.
Well, you've had a few.
No, we've had a lot more off here. We're starting to get to the point where we're almost burning out on this, sir.
Absolutely. This will bring a little humor back to it, and then you can kill it dead. When I was younger, I came home and asked my dad what circumcision was. He said those that have been circumcised wear crew necks, and those that have not been wear turtlenecks.
Right. Your dad was an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you've gotten the information on the world's biggest gangbang yet.
No, but hold on. I've got the veterinarian on the line. Hold on a second.
So another medical question.
Hello, is this the vet?
Yes, it sure is.
Oh, beautiful. Hold on. Let me get my wife on the line.
All right, doctor. Very good.
You know what? Crap. I just hung up on the vet.
Did you hang up on the vet?
Yeah,
the vet's very busy.
I did. I know.
The vet is busy. And your wife's going to be asked all the questions about Max?
Answering all the questions.
Hello?
Right. Hey, hey, buddy.
Hey, Dan.
Ice cream man.
I got ice cream.
You got no ice cream.
You're on the welfare.
Let me talk to Mommy for a second.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
We are getting the veterinarian on the line now. I had her just a moment ago, and I just hung up on her because my big fingers.
Hold on a second. We're still dialing.
I'm glad you're not doing the operation.
He could, though. That's the important thing to remember. If need be, he could.
Not
and
with
Mike,
his big fingers.
Yes.
Don't kid yourself. So could you, my friend.
That's right, because we're both skilled veterinarians. People don't realize that. You know, it's one of those few credits that we don't talk about a lot.
How tough can it be? You know,
if you can't even dial the phone, you're not working on my dog.
All right, hold on. You want to see someone who has a problem with the telephone? Take a look at Mr. Broyhill right now. If Mr. makes it taste good. We're waiting for him to dial it up.
You know, Don, a lot of people don't realize that on the weekends, when I'm not doing the show, I deliver calves.
Wow.
You know, little tiny calves all over the area.
With nothing more than your Sears Craftsman tools, right?
Absolutely, and some good gardening gloves.
Now, did he just give up, Charlie? Did you just give up, or is she on the line? Hello, Charlie?
Hi. I never give up. No, she won't hang up the phone that you hung up on her on, so I had to page her, and she should be calling me right directly.
Sugar Bear, why can't you answer her questions?
He said he wouldn't know the right answers for Max.
Right.
If the answers are, all I know is his birthday, what else do I have to know?
Thank you, Charlie. That's why Charlie Royal is such an efficient producer. He just does it. He just walks up and leaves.
I think I can start the interview. Frida, does Max wear any medic alert bracelets at all?
No, he has no allergies.
No allergies to any medication?
No, he's never had a reaction to penicillin or anything.
Hold on.
He had his wisdom teeth removed.
Hold on. No. I see line 444. Here we go. And that's, let me see if I can conference. Hello, is this the vet?
It sure is.
Hey, vet, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hi, Charlie.
She's on 444.
Shut up, Charlie.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Hold on. I need her card, though. So I'm 109.
Okay.
And the veterinarian's name, her first name is Lisa.
Yes.
And she is a real veterinarian because I got her real life business card here.
All righty.
Lisa, thank you very much for helping us out.
No problem.
As you know, besides the fact that we want to make radio history, it's good to spay and neuter your pets.
Yes, and that's the message we want to get out on our program.
So, I want people not to be afraid of it and to realize how safe it is. We'll be following the exact same surgical and anesthetic protocol that we would in the office.
All right, next Tuesday is when we're going to have this procedure live on the air. We're going to do it up from the conference room, I think.
Doctor, will we have to scrub?
If you'd like to, but you won't have to.
Oh, okay, good. Very good. Will we be able to wear surgical masks?
We'll give you some to wear.
Excellent.
And can we have the kind of pajama things that I got to wear when Bart was born in the hospital? You know, scrubs?
If you'd like, we can see if we can work something out, certainly.
Beautiful. All right, now, Dr. Lisa, Charlie Broyhill, who incidentally wanted me to tell you makes it taste good. He said that you had some questions about the dog.
and some questions for us. So here's my wife, Rita.
Wonderful.
Hi, Dr. Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
So Tuesday is Max's big day, huh?
Yeah, thanks for taking care of my baby.
No problem. No problem at all. We'll be bringing everything with us, so rest assured it would be the exact same procedure if we were in the hospital.
And it's a pretty simple operation.
Yes, it is. It's not an abdominal surgery like a stage.
Oh, good. Doctor, will you be bringing the pina colada maker?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
I like to have bubbly afterwards. That's sort of a tradition. So.
What do you need to know from us, doctor? And then I do have some questions for you.
Certainly. There are a couple things that we like to know about dogs beforehand. Certainly, I understand Max is a rather small dog.
Yeah, he's probably about 10 pounds.
Wonderful. Okay, is he like a terrier mix? Is that?
No, he's an Australian terrier.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And how old is he?
He's about 7 months. He was born January 17th, I think.
So he's a pretty energetic little guy.
Yes. Well, so far.
He's very horny.
Very frisky.
I'll tell you, you won't notice any difference whatsoever in his personality after the procedure.
Can we keep his balls?
Absolutely. I plan on giving you a souvenir when we're all done.
Ah, there you go.
Great.
We were hoping for a personality change. He's a little too frisky.
Well, it takes about 4 or 5 months for his testosterone levels to come down, and you may notice that he's a little bit more manageable. When dogs are young and this time of year, they can be a little bit rambunctious when other dogs are in heat. So as far as, you know, Max's personality, that won't change.
Doctor, if there's extra anesthesia, is there a chance that we could pipe that into our program director, Jeremy Coleman's office?
Absolutely.
Would there be any chance that you could cut his nuts off also?
We could probably throw him on the conference table also.
As a matter of fact, that would be a very nice comparison. I would bet that my dog Max has bigger ones than Jeremy does.
Absolutely. Certainly hairier.
Jeremy has little raisins, probably.
We'll have to do a test.
Excellent.
Another question. We'll certainly do a full physical exam on Max beforehand, but is he current on his vaccination and on his heartworm prevention?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. That's all I really need to know. And he's been examined before, no evidence of a heart murmur?
No. Yeah, he goes to the doctor regularly. I mean, you know, like all puppies. Not, you know, he's not a hypochondriac or anything.
Great. And he may be a little sleepy Tuesday night, but he'll be back to his normal self on Wednesday. And in fact, I'd like to maybe follow up with a call with you a week later. Let me know what you think, if you thought it was a good thing to do or have you noticed any change at all.
Oh, we have to do it, Doc, because he is constantly humping chairs, humping legs, humping the other dogs' faces.
There's no humans in heat at my house. There's no dogs in heat. It shouldn't be. It's not everybody else's fault. It's his. It's his hormones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Makes a great impression on guests, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, listen, Dr. Lisa.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And last question, how long will the procedure take?
Oh, probably no more than 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And will we be able to actually mic the knives and the saws and everything that you'll be using?
Sure, I don't see any reason why not. I looked at the studio today. We'll be right in the conference room, and you can be right there, and we'll walk you through it.
All right.
It's going to be the upstairs conference room?
Yeah.
Yes.
The fancy one upstairs.
Yeah, plenty of elbow room up there, doctor.
You got it.
You can wield the scalpel.
Dr. Lisa, thank you very much.
Sure thing, and we'll see you Tuesday.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doc. Well, see, honey, you thought it wouldn't work, and we're going to...
Yeah, it can be just like when you give the vaccinations out. You can just have the little line, all the men that want the procedure, you know, right there.
That's terrific. You know, probably be very convenient for those guys that are done having children.
Well, are you planning on more, Mike?
I don't know yet.
And we're kind of retired. We're doing well with one. We don't want to, you know, take a chance on any more.
I think it's important I stay fertile.
Oh, is that right? What, for your next wife?
Well, you know, I just think it's important that I stay fertile.
Oh, God.
All right.
Always at the ready.
I know.
And besides, you know, listen, you never know what is going to happen with you. Didn't we think this week that you were knocked up?
No, that's just like you know how sad old dogs sometimes have false pregnancies?
Oh, God.
That's what happens with me.
We thought this week that my wife was pregnant. We're really happy about
that
it.
That would be great.
I thought the meditating and the, you know, had rejuvenized things, and I was already planning on ways to tell you, and if I should tell you on the air, and if
please don't do that.
If I should tell you on your birthday, but, you know, it was just a pathetic, you know, midlife crisis.
I love you, even though you can no longer bear me children. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, well, listen, I'm psyched about that. That'll be some great radio next Tuesday.
Man, that's going to be a first. And, you know, Dr. Lisa sounds like a competent physician.
Well,
job. This is what I must imagine hell would be like. Me and Mike sitting here doing the show with
Rita on microphone number three. Your wife is looking too good.
Oh, yeah. I told him that yesterday. I was telling my husband right after relations that he was looking too good.
Both of you guys looking strong.
Too good.
Oh, there's Barty's here, too. Barty right at home in Guy Smurdley's room. Hi, Bart. How you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Well, honey?
Yeah.
What are you raising your eyebrow for?
No, I'm just enjoying myself being here. I like it as a family. I got my dog in my lap. And
oh,
my
Max
son
is over there?
Yeah.
Bring Max over here. Let me introduce him to everybody
before
we bring the veterinarian in.
Yeah.
I was telling your wife during the break that Max has a look on his face that would indicate he knows exactly what's going to happen.
Well, the vet said we couldn't give him anything to eat today.
Okay.
So he had that going on today, looking at
right.
his bowl.
Hello, Max.
Oh, look at this. He's a sweet doggy. Look
Hello.
At this.
No.
Hey, Max.
Dad?
Yeah.
Does the cable work in here?
Does the yes, but you can watch TV there. Buzz has TV.
Look
hey, Max.
That is a beautiful little doggy.
Love you. Hey, little Max. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What kind of breed
Mike
is he?
His parts that are going to be missing. They're
you go,
so
Mike.
Cute.
Right.
They're just
see his
cute.
Little genitals?
They're
oh,
cute.
Look at the little bastard.
Also could be a tad delicate.
All right, let's bring the veterinarian in to meet her, and then she has to prep Max. I think it's going to be a little while until we can actually have the operation. It's not like they can do it right away. I think they're going to put Max to sleep.
Give him a mini massage.
Yeah. Okay, let me get my music going here. My veterinarian, my doctor music.
Oh, God, I'm glad you didn't use the Quincy music.
Oh, no. But I do have this. Hey, listen, and of course, spay and neuter your animals. That's kind of the message of today's show.
Oh, heck, Don, it is the message today. And here comes the veterinarian.
Hey, pretty hot for a veterinarian,
Wow. Man, best to step up to the microphone, veterinary people.
Wow, any chance you could do this topless?
We draw a certain line.
Now, are you guys dueling vets here? Is that what it is?
We are.
All right. Okay. Enter and sign in, please.
What are your first names?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa.
My name is Mika.
Lisa, and because Lisa, we talked to you on the phone then, right?
Several times, right.
All right, well, this is Max. Isn't he a sweet
adorable.
Dog?
Adorable. Very sweet. Doesn't know what's coming, huh?
Well, pretty excited to be here today.
That's great.
As you requested, he's had nothing to eat. He's just had water
today.
Excellent. Can you tell us what you're going to be doing with Max before we actually start the on-air snip-snip?
Can you cover his ears?
Oh, yeah. He's okay. There you go. Can you take him, honey?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What's called a closed castration, and we do not
Boy, you're just getting right there, don't you?
We don't recommend doing this at home.
Oh.
So.
Pain.
Man, a closed castration.
Indeed, as opposed to an open one.
Oh.
Because we don't know him very well.
Would an open one be the kind that, you know, like farmers do to their bulls sometimes?
Yes.
So an open castration would be just like chop, right?
No, it's a little safer.
A little safer?
He won't feel a thing. In fact, he won't know what hit him when he woke up.
You can knock him out, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. No, give him some bat gas. You know what I mean? Like what Batman used to give people. He brought him to the bat cave. It would make them fall asleep immediately. Well, I didn't think you could like hit him with a hand and a hammer or something to knock him out.
Well, you are. You guys both work in the same place, or do you work at different places?
She's my boss.
That's great.
We work at Coleridge Animal Hospital, and you are in good hands. We treat the Smithsonian guard dog. And the Prince George's County Police dogs, corrections dogs.
Ah, beautiful.
So he's in good hands.
That's terrific. We're very excited about this.
Hey, Bart, you're making some noise on that microphone in there, son.
I am.
Yeah, I got it. You can't bump up against the microphone, okay?
Oops.
Now, would this be something that my son would be able to watch also?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Kind of a learning experience for him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that'd be fine. And the reason we came down is that we really believe in neutering your pets. They make much better pets. They really do. And there's such an overpopulation of pets in the area. A very safe procedure. Mm-hmm. We're using the exact same anesthesia that we would in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have to thank Phil at Delco Medical Supplies for letting us bring our anesthetic machine and supplying us with oxygen.
And that's the underlying message today. We want to say, you know, to spay and neuter your pets because you don't want Max jumping over the fence and any unwanted pet pregnancy.
And also, he is so horny. Bart, even this morning, wasn't he humping Brandy's face?
Oh, yeah.
See, the other...
Or for Clink's leg, too.
Yeah, the other dog, we have three dogs, and the other dogs will be laying on the ground, and Max will actually come up to them and give them a frontal. like this. Stand up in front and go, oh, baby.
So, I mean, everybody will be happy when this is done, but nobody more happy than Brandy the dog, right?
Yes, because Brandy's face will no longer be the receptacle.
No more frontals after the surgery. The one surprising thing, personality-wise, he won't act any different. It will take him a little while for his hormone levels to come down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he'll, you mean he'll still be horny afterwards?
For a couple months.
For a couple of months. Right. Well, usually it takes our hormone levels a while to come down after the show, too. So it's,
And when he's done with this, will he notice that you've cut his balls off?
In fact, there's a new instrument. We have a little leaflet on it upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And,
are you talking about the fake ones that you put back
nudicles?
In?
The nudicles, absolutely. Yes.
We got a lot of our listeners call us about those.
We don't use this at our hospital, but we thought that perhaps if you're a viable alternative. Yes. Yeah. The only problem is we used to offer them at our other clinic, and people, the guys used to come in and be like, yeah, nudicle max there, but we want bigger nudicles.
Oh, so you give them, the guys wanted their dogs to have bigger ones than they came in with.
Behind them.
So those nudicles were basically used for show dogs, right? For people that would do this and they would want to use them on show dogs?
Egos.
Or?
Egos.
Just regular guys, Mike.
Yeah.
Guys with IROCs. I was trying to give people an out there, but boy, that's normal.
Guys with Corvettes.
Hey. We hope you'll get in the spirit, too, because we do have scrub tops and the whole outfit.
Oh, fantastic. Mike and I love dress up.
Oh,
very, very excited.
Oh, yeah, we'll all be dressed up together then.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike. Don.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kim. I just have a question. Yeah. I have a 4-month-old black lab, and he's going to be doing it soon. How much does the procedure normally cost?
Good question. How much?
Normally at our facility, we charge $100 for dog max size, and that includes the surgery, the anesthesia, the pack, the procedure, and the hospitalization, and the suture removal 10 days later.
Now, do we get any pictures of this?
Certainly.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, a picture that you can blow up and put on the wall.
We brought the surgery handbook along.
Yes, we did.
All right. I'll be explaining everything.
Oh, good. Yep. This is great, and I think this will demonstrate how effective, safe, and quick a procedure this
is. Absolutely.
All
right.
Well, let's find out. Will Mike and I at any point feel like throwing up during this, or do you think that we both have the stomach for this?
We think that you do. But in case, we did bring the trash can.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, girls, take Max up. Now, how long will it take you to prep him? How long until we actually start the surgery?
15 minutes.
Oh, 15? Are you kidding? That fast?
10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just think about
it,
okay?
Do you want to say something to Max before he goes up for surgery?
Bring him over.
Come here now. Oh, I am.
Listen, I love you, okay? Don't you get mad at me about this, okay? Got a kiss for me?
Oh, he gave you a kiss.
Boy.
He gave you a kiss.
Oh,
look at that doggy.
Sweet boy. Yes.
No good.
I love you. Good boy. Now go get your balls going, okay?
Okay, well, upstairs.
All right.
All right. I'm on the way to the closed castration.
And we're using the conference room where, like, the salespeople have all their meetings and junk.
Yes, they've hosed it down, I believe.
What are you doing over there?
Watching Coneheads.
The Coneheads? How many times have you seen that stupid movie?
Too many.
Too many times. All right, go upstairs with Mommy and get ready for Max. Okay? All right. Well, the gang's all here, and we're ready for the jolly, jolly snip, snip.
I feel very confident in those veterinarians. They seem like they've got their act together.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel much more comfortable with a woman doing that job than a man doing a job.
That's right.
You know, something tells me that if it was a man, that even when you're doing it to a dog, at the last minute, the man, you know, his hand might just be jiggling and shaking because, listen.
You come back and you pretend you did it. You know, he's all taken care of and you really didn't do it.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable about that,
really?
Man.
I mean, you leave one in there.
Off his nuts.
Just one left over, you know. I had to give him at least one.
And that vet's pretty hot, isn't she?
Both vets are very attractive.
Yeah,
very attractive veterinary medicine people.
Bueno, Arbusto on our veterinarian.
Bueno, veterinary Busto.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, crap.
That was some guy that just had it done to his dog and wanted to talk about it.
You know, everybody that has pets has probably done it one time or another. I did it to Oscar myself in the backyard.
Sears Craftsman Tools. And what happened to old Bob Barker? I thought he was going to join us today on the show. Did he peter out?
I thought it was wonderful. Now we're going to take Max up for his clothes castration.
William, what do we have in store for Max? William?
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
All right, there he is. There's Bob Barker. We will go up to the operating room momentarily. I can't believe that we haven't talked about this.
right here. You know that rich guy, the balloonist? Yeah, the guy that supposedly fell 29,000 feet.
Right. First off, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because if you fall 29,000 feet at 45 miles an hour,
you die.
Right? Wouldn't you be like,
yeah,
for splot dead?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether it went down 29,000 feet, you know, gradually, but, you know, they said he fell 20. That's what the story was.
And also, why are these rich guys so obsessed with setting these stupid records?
Boredom.
Right now, who even rides a balloon anymore? We have airplanes now. If you want to go somewhere, you take an airplane. Nobody takes a hot air balloon.
That is because he wants to get done and be, you know, traverse the world and say, I'm the king of the world.
Well, F him. That's what I say. I can't believe all the coverage this is getting. And I know there was a lot about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Today what I saw was they were interviewing on the TV,
right,
in the 5 seconds that they weren't talking about Clinton,
mm-hmm,
they were talking about the rescuers,
yes,
who came in to save him.
Yes, save him as he was floating out there after crashing in a thunderstorm because he's in a balloon, a thing that's not made to go to travel in modern times.
A guy who's rich enough to buy a Learjet.
Why don't you go in a blimp? At least in a blimp, you know, that's somewhat modern. They use them for football games.
Right. Oh, F that guy. I mean that. Just another rich, bored guy.
Yes, I thought I could make it, but when I got across near Australia, the thunderstorm knocked me down into the sea, and I was able to finish my journey.
You want to know it's a serious world record? That's Lewis.
Yes.
On the roller coaster in Las Vegas. That's a serious record.
Mm-hmm. And he's not rich by any stretch of the imagination.
No, he just had his car repoed. As a matter of fact, we have to send someone to pick him up today so he can read the news because Buzz is out today.
Lewis will be in here substituting for Buzz Burbank.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You know, all I can think of while you guys are doing this is that old 60s movie Mondo Connie where the teenage girls in Lapland would go up and do the deer with their sweet little teeth.
Ooh.
I have no
Your
idea.
Mike must have saw that.
No, I didn't. I
mean, yeah, Mike must have saw that. I have no idea what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, they get the deer down on their backs, and they go up with their little mouths, and they just kind of give it a snip with their mouths, and they would just sort of disconnect it. And,
you mean girls? Hold on. You mean girls would bite off the private parts of
deer?
They
would bite them off completely. They just,
deers, I mean deer.
They bite hard enough to disconnect them.
Well, explain, how did that work?
Well, I don't know. I just watched the movie 30 years ago, you know. But
30
I,
years?
I,
was it like a documentary?
Oh, yeah. Mondo Connie. Remember that? It was all about all the weird stuff that goes on around the world.
A children's movie, right? Yeah. I remember, you know, the only thing I remember is watching when I was a kid in school, watching the Netsilik Eskimos, where they killed the caribou, and then the delicacy for the caribou, they plucked the eye out of the caribou, and they gave it to the little 5-year-old boy who acted like he'd gotten the greatest lollipop in his life. Oh, a little gag reflex there.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Don.
Yes, I am.
A couple years ago, I had my dachshund fixed.
Yeah.
And to this day, he still humps like a wildcat.
Oh, really?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen with Max.
I think it's just a natural instinct.
Well, Oscar does it, too. I don't want to alarm you or anything, but Oscar will occasionally find another dog attractive and, you know, begin to do his thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Max does it all the time, though. I mean, no exaggeration.
He'll probably chill out about that.
All the time.
And you won't have to worry about him, you know, impregnating another dog, you know, especially when, well, all your dogs are fixed, right?
Right.
Okay. Except for Brandy.
No, Brandy is fixed. I take that back.
It was fixed back in 1930.
That's right, my dog Brandy.
When Brandy was 12.
When she was just a little dog. Hello, Don on Mike's show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
I had a Dalmatian who was real hyper, and they said, you know, that 1 year, go ahead and get him fixed, and that'll take care of it.
Hey, listen, hold on a second there, Pete. I don't mind telling you something. It was my idea to bring the dog in, and we had to have the dog neutered and everything.
That's
but
right.
Now that we're getting a little closer to it,
mm-hmm,
I'm starting to have some second thoughts. I'm casting no aspersions on the vets. They're licensed, and they're great.
And they have, you know, and for anybody that wants to, the room up there, they have made it a sterile environment because they've put down their sterile cloths and everything is being done properly.
I'm just starting to feel bad for Max.
Yeah, you can't, that's a natural male tendency to feel. I felt awful for Oscar when he came. He came in, his eyes are all glossy, and he's dragging his butt along the floor, and I'm like, oh, Oscar.
What happens in the next life, you know, if dogs rule? And it's men and women that are walking around on all fours. And then
the Planet of the Apes. Remember when they stuffed the men?
Max says to me,
mm-hmm,
listen, I really do love you, but we have to cut your nuts off now.
And Max has a real, you know, real deep voice.
Yes. I'm going to cut yours off.
And I'm just going,
You can't communicate.
I'm licking him and everything.
You can't communicate.
Me love you.
You dump on the floor.
Hello. Hello. Pete, I'm
so
sorry.
He
I'm sorry.
Got
Pete.
It done.
What? Yeah, okay.
And
you had your dog neutered.
Yeah, and we went to go pick him up, and I had my wife and I had to go back, and we said, we thought you were going to cut him off. He had jumped around so much afterwards, they swelled up to like three times the size. So the doctor says, well, the best thing for that is to give him an ice pack and put it on his on where they cut it off.
Wait, hold on. Didn't they cut off his nads?
Yeah, but they had swelled up.
Oh, you mean the area where they had...
The area where it was. There's still a small little sack there, but it had swelled up to twice the size.
I think an isolated occurrence.
So they went and put...
Do you hear that? When somebody's going to tell you a horror story to make you feel bad, you notice you'll say something, I think that was an... And you completely ignore that.
You just blow right past.
It was an isolated occurrence, sir.
Oh, sorry.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can't believe Frida won't eat chicken because they're in little houses, but she'll cut off her dog's nads and electrocute them daily.
Listen, if you would like to discuss that with my wife, I will bring her back to the show later. Plus, I would like to discuss the past life thing. Oh, listen.
He'll never get to use his red rocket, and she'll electrocute him every day.
Will you stop it, please? Hey, Marty.
Are you going to watch?
Am I going to watch? Yeah, Uncle Mike and I are going to go broadcast.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to get a little bit squeamish.
No, I'll be all right. I want to talk to Mommy about her past life experience. You know, my wife went to the regressor yesterday.
I know all about it.
Yeah, tell Uncle Mike what Mommy told you about you. You know, she claims that all of the people in her life, were in previous lives with my wife, according to
She said that I was one of the military officers that took away her family.
To the fortune teller she went to see yesterday that put her under some kind of trance.
And when she was really little, her whole family got taken away.
By
Uncle Mike and other military guys.
Yeah.
And she thought they had just forgotten her. So she went to the city, and she lived on the street with other kids. And then this mean old guy took her in and just wanted him, would give her food and stuff, but wanted her to keep his bed warm.
Yeah.
So she did, and then like at 15 she got tired of it, and she went out, and she was a prostitute. And I was another prostitute.
Yeah, she says Bart was a prostitute in a previous life.
And I'm the prostitute who uplifted all the other prostitutes' hopes. And then she was killed by Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was the past life regression, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I got home last night. I said, what? You told that to him? I said, why'd you tell that to him? She says, I don't know.
I didn't want to know I was a prostitute.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to know I had killed Mommy, okay?
You got your feet on the ground there, Bart. I'm glad. There you go.
So now we're even, okay? Totally even, Steven.
Wow.
So listen, after the...
What's that?
After the neutering, that's the sound when the phone is off the hook.
You know, it's one thing when you have a past life regression, and you do the bad stuff, but I guess she worked everybody else into it, too.
Oh, everybody's there. Our neighbor Bunny was there. Bunny was a prostitute, wasn't
it? Yep.
Wasn't Bunny? Was that you?
No.
Who? I thought I just heard... Was that guy on the phone burp?
Did you burp on the phone?
Hello?
I listen to Imus in the morning. Every morning, you bloody bastard.
Oh, God. It was the guy on the phone that burst. Didn't Mommy say that Bunny was a prostitute in a former life, too?
Yep. She was another prostitute in our little group.
It's pretty amazing. You and I are the most evil people in that you killed her, and I took her family away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Some psychologist is going to have a field day with that. Nobody tell Dr. Joyce Brothers about that.
Oh, I saw Dr. Joyce Brothers on the Today Show the other day. Somebody ought to tell her that, it's really, at her advanced age, she might want to forego that eyeliner where she just trowels it on, which gives the eyes, it looks like they're little dead spiders on the top of her eyes.
Now, do you mean the stuff that she paints on the top of her eyes? Or do you
she
mean
does
she,
that too. But
does she draw her eyebrows on?
She draws her eyebrows on, but what I'm talking about is the eyeliner right along the eyelashes, and she just cakes it on so it's real thick, and her eyes, because she's 150 years old, are beginning to sag anyway, and when she puts the extra mascara on, she's trying to talk to Matt Lauer, and it's like, well, man, I think that
she looks like a basset hound is what she looks like, right?
And she must be like 150.
Wasn't she like on Jeopardy when they played Jeopardy in the Stone Ages or something? Yes. She was like a some kind of premier champion on Jeopardy. Yes, yes, Ron?
She was on the $64,000 question.
That's the show.
That's how long ago it is.
A million years ago.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
I did not burp, you little girl.
Oh, dear.
Oh. See, Barty, that's where I have to delete out somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, because they said a bad word.
You hear that? Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Well, my son's being exposed to everything today.
This is what we deal with, Bart, in here every day.
I did look up neuter and relish.
What, in the dictionary?
Yeah.
All right, very nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just recently had past life regression myself, and I found out that I was their pimp, actually.
All right. All the fun guys are calling.
Come on now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bart.
Yeah.
No. Sorry about that, my friend. Sorry about that. No calls for you today, Barty. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello. Better.
Hello.
Hello. Mike.
Yeah.
I was with my uncle. I was 13 years old, and this is called, I guess it's called the open castration. We have this thing like a pair of pliers. You put this small rubber band on.
Oh, God.
And you flip it around his nuts.
Are you talking about a dog?
No, a bull.
A bull. Okay, see, yeah, that's what I... Somebody talked about that before.
Who, Scottie Pippen?
Oh, you heard it before.
Well, somebody talked about bulls, I think.
Uh-huh.
On the farm, a lot of... A lot of home medicine practice.
Dennis Rodman, I believe, was castrated last year by Phil Jackson.
All right, what?
And, you put it on there, and he just walks around for a couple of weeks, and they just fall right off.
They fall off. Yes, you take all the... circulation out of it.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
thank you.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, if you have rubber bands and duct tape, you can do most anything medically.
Maybe it was Bull from Night Court. Remember that guy? Richard Mull. Hey, all right, Marty, listen. Uncle Mike and I got to do the show, so go on upstairs with Mommy.
Okay.
Okay, she's up in the conference room. Okay?
There you go. Microphone turned off.
Very nice.
Yeah, so when he starts taking calls, you know it's time to move on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Did they ever do that list yesterday on Elvis? I never did hear it.
Well, first off, you're talking to us, and do what list?
Oh, the list on Elvis.
What list on Elvis, sir?
All the items that had to be at his house at all times.
Yes, we had that. Of course, you dumbass.
I must have missed it when I went to the car to go home and listen to you dumbasses.
Yeah, you're the dumbass.
All right, you didn't listen to the whole show. Of course we did.
And you're the guy that's calling. You're the guy that's calling 24 hours later.
Well, I enjoy your dumbass's show.
All right, well, thank you for listening, you dumbass. All right,
take care. Have a nice day, you dumbass.
Hello, Don and Mike. What is this?
That is a Spanish opera. It is a dog. He is singing to his testicles as he is about to lose him, and it is very sad. Oh, Jules, I will miss you. I have been so attached to you. You have done me well, and so I bid you adieu. So long, my little friends. Together again. With the snip, snip, snip of the doctor's pliers, I say adios.
All right. One last call. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Okay. My wife had took my cat in.
Yes? And what happened? Your wife had took your cat in.
Well, you're not going to believe this. I was going to have it decalled.
Right.
And we picked the cat up from the vets, and they gave my wife papers on how to take care of his castration. So they did not declaw him, they denutted him.
So the procedure was supposed to be declawing, and he was neutered instead.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean.
Thank you, Mr. Clean.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Not the best imitation of the Rockettes, the Cardinals. It was a great year. The good effort award. The dad makes a one-handed stop. Oh, what a great play. Is that great? Hey, it's Father's Day. You've got to give the baseball to your son. Come on, Dad. Let your kid have the baseball. Son says, thanks, Dad. They need the baseball to play the game. And he throws it back in the dad goes, no. The best throwing hat. Hey, the best throwing glove. Todd Froward of the Orioles. He wins both awards at once. The Up and Over Award. It's the Royals' Brian McCray at Fenway Park who goes up and over. Goodbye, Brian. Wait, Deion Sanders says, I can do better than that. So let's go down the left field line. Down at Fulton County Stadium. Deion Sanders on the run goes up and over. And then says the cameraman, did you get a good shot of that one, man? Hey, come on, Deion, back into it. Home run robbers of the year. Indians, Kenny Lofton. Can you get any better than that? Now everyone in Cleveland says that is absolutely the home run robbing catch of the year. But wait a minute, wait a minute. The folks down in Atlanta say, no, 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 no. Otis Nixon should get the award for this home run robbery versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who goes up? What do you think? That was tough, wasn't it? Roughest homecoming. The Braves' Brian Hunter. Into the Astros' Scott Servais. I ask you to watch Scott Servais. You see that smile on his face? I got him. The best run home. The Cubs' Cal Quantrill. Who looks like he stopped for a few on the way. I'm sorry, Cal. But it does look the best. The best jog of the year. I can't lose it. The best love fight of the year. They're bluffing. Come on. The most determined bull was the bull Riddlemaker, who throws the rider, Shaw Sullivan, then says, where's that cameraman, Andy Mina? Where are you, Andy? Andy says, I'm right here wearing a red shirt. I got no brains. Andy, oh, come on, George. The luckiest bullfighter is Rowdy Berry. Hey, Rowdy doesn't play with a fullback either. He's in against four of his rookies. He gets hit once. He gets hit twice. Wait a minute, he's not done. He gets hit a third time. But wait, Rowdy Berry gets up and says, hey, did I show that bull who's tougher? What? All right, Rowdy. Oh, my. That's the first time in 13 years I lost it in the middle. I apologize. To every one of you, have a wonderful holiday. Drive safely to all of you in WJZ in Baltimore. Thanks for letting us be part of your year. Happy New Year, everybody.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Now everyone's beginning to panic. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
I think these are the people that just hear the phone number and automatically call.
Yeah, it's kind of a reflex action. It's kind of like Pavlov's dog. You know, they hear the phone number and they immediately dial it.
Do you think Pavlov cut his dog's nuts off?
Yeah, probably. Probably, and rang a bell at the same time.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, got a good one for you, guy. The way Alaskans take care of their dogs like that?
Yeah.
Is that they tie them up to their leash right outside the house, and then when it gets really cold, they lay down on the snow. Next thing you know, you got to take them to the vet and get them cut off because they're frostbitten.
Ugh. God, did you make that up or
no,
what?
No. My dog did that. My dog, we didn't know. We just moved to Alaska. I was about 9 or 10. And my dad's listening to the show. He's probably cracking up right now. But I was about 9 or 10. My dog was tied up outside. He just kept on doing that bark.
Did you know Jewel? Were you the guy living in the trunk of the car that Jewel was living in?
No.
This reminds me of the Scatter the Monkey story, the way that Elvis left his monkey outside in the winter.
Come on,
and then
I like this dog. 9 or 10 years old? That's traumatic for me. I mean, I'm just yarning because that's the way Alaska is.
But I mean, I would think a dog, especially in Alaska, if it was kind of like a husky type dog.
No. This is a collie.
A collie? But even though a dog would lie down in the winter and would have protection from getting frostbitten.
Well, I guess he ran out of protection. Cause
I think, you know what I think, sir? I think maybe a 9-year-old boy was told a story to make the stress of the neutering a little less painful.
I saw.
You saw what? What did you see exactly?
I saw the melted, frozen.
Oh, come on. Well, you saw your dog's frozen balls?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Why don't you have your daddy call us?
Your dad? I bet your dad.
Shut up right now.
Now, seriously, you probably never entertained this thought, but ask your father.
I'm the one that told my dad that he's got this problem.
Doesn't that strike you as kind of cruel? If I'm hearing this story right, you had a dog, you left him outside, and it was so cold that his nuts froze off, right?
Yeah. They stuck to the ice.
They stuck to the ice.
Yeah.
Is this like the story of the woman that had the super glue, and when her husband was sleeping, she...
My theory on this is that perhaps you needed to get your dog neutered, and your father wanted to give you a story about it.
You know, that might have worked, because I got another dog story about him. When
No, thank you, sir. Ask Daddy to call us, though.
Yeah, well, see, my son, he was a little slow.
Listen, Santa Claus come down. And he and the Easter Bunny each took one of old, was it Dr. Bunny, the Huskies? They took one of his little doodads.
I'll tell you right now, all dogs can't sleep outside. Because if they do, then their private parts will get frozen and stuck to the snow, and they'll get frostbite, and then they fall off, little Johnny.
Good night, little soldier.
So don't worry about that. We have to go to the vet so he can make the dog feel better.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
That is all fine and well, but I am still waiting for my sissy transplant.
The guy is actually 25 years old, and he's still telling that story.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
It's true, Donna Mike.
Sure it is. My dad told me. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, yes. Can I speak to Donna Mike?
Yes, you're on the air right now.
Donna Mike, my name, how you doing today? Radio God.
Hello.
Okay, growing up a child in North Carolina, my father used to have us jump into the pig pen, literally throw out the piglet, and he would castrate him with an old-timer pocket knife, wipe this purple ointment on him, and throw him right back in the pen.
His purple ointment. You know, there's always something in the story that lends credibility. The purple ointment, is what gave that story credibility.
Oh, hi, honey.
Are you coming?
He'd have us jump in, throw him out, and the sows would be chasing us around, and the piglets were screaming, and he would just castrate him, throw him right back in. How you were saying that you guys castrate them yourself, your dog?
Yeah.
You definitely can.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
But
bye-bye.
We don't have any purple ointment.
What, honey?
Maxie's out. Maxie's
out.
He's getting shaved.
Oh, I forgot about the shaving.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Oh, we gotta go upstairs then. Well, hold on. I gotta do something first.
Well, Bart brought your uniforms down.
Oh, all right. Bring them in, Barty. Yeah, let's see what our hospital uniforms look like. Cool.
It's upsetting.
Is it upsetting to
it
see him out?
It is upsetting.
Why, Barty?
I was trying to talk to him.
Oh, all right. Here.
I mean, it's good now. He's asleep now, so it's...
Hey, look at that. They got our names on them. Dr. Don and Dr. Mike.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, cool. Well, let's put them on.
All right.
You know, the last time I had these scrubs on was when Bart was born, and it was a great feeling because when you have a uniform on, like a doctor's uniform...
Yes.
That night that Bart was born, I walked all over the hospital. Like I was a real doctor, and nobody challenges you because you got on the doctor's suit.
Which is the one for your head? Oh, that's the feet. Okay.
Yeah, these are the ones.
The feet ones.
These are for your suit.
Okay.
And you look so gay with the hair wrap on.
You know, I know why women fall for doctors now.
Don, Frida, everything's going to be all right.
Mike? I'll need you to slip off those shorts right now.
Oh, God. I have to do that tomorrow. I've got the real thing tomorrow, so please don't make me start thinking about that.
Mike?
Yes. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Howie Mandel.
And I'm taking my shoes off and putting these on my sooties.
Yeah, they go over your shoes. Doctors don't walk around barefoot. I don't think.
Doing the Howie Mandel. Doesn't Howie Mandel do it over his nose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll wear it.
Play this.
Over his nose and his head, my dear.
Where are you, Max? Getting shaved.
We're the most retarded doctors in the world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. We got the cool doctor masks, too.
Very good. I'm afraid Mr. Stevens will have to have his brain removed. And he may not survive. Mr. and Mrs. Stevens... Congratulations. The Stevens have had a baby.
And the worst thing is, it's alive! All right, so we've got the very queer hair wraps, like the things that they wear in Burger King and stuff.
Out of my way!
You know, to keep the hair out of the way. Then we've got the surgical masks, we've got the things for our sooties, we have rubber gloves, and we have the scrubs.
All right.
We're ready. We got to go upstairs to the conference room. Hold on. One call. The guy's father from Antioch, California. Here is Fred. Fred?
Yes, sir.
Fred, did you tell your son that awful story about the dog being outside and it was so cold that he froze his nuts off?
No, it really blew my mind to hear him because I listen to you every day. The dog, he did come in and say there was something wrong with Jonah. That was his name. And I went out there and he was like eating himself. So I took him to
dog the Morton Anderson.
You know why? You know why he was doing that, don't you?
Well, it was
because he could.
It was dead skin, and the doctor said they were frostbitten, and they'd have to remove them. And then I picked him up the next day. He had a big cone on his head, and he was sedated for a little bit. And it just blew my mind to hear him on the radio talking.
So that is not an old wives' tale? That is not
no,
something
sir,
that you...
it's not an old wives' tale.
Not something you told your son just because you didn't think that he could handle...
That was the first time I ever seen a cone on a dog.
Oh, my God, a cone on a dog? Yeah, so prevent him from licking himself.
Yes, after the doctors had worked on him.
All right. Well, Fred, thank you for calling in.
Well, we listen to you every day, guys.
We'd love to stay on top. We've got a very serious medical procedure to take care of here.
Thank you, sir.
How do doctors ever get these gloves on, for God's sake? Look at this.
When you watch a medical show, have you ever heard the term stats? I mean, the
honey, listen, honey, doctors don't have commercials to get in, okay?
I can't see. I can't see. I'm blind.
I can't get my gloves on.
Rita, you're going to have to leave soon because I have to slip into my scrubs.
All right. Honey, Mike and I are going to put on our doctor suits, and then we'll do the commercials right now, and we'll go upstairs, okay? All right. Okay. Come on.
The shaving match. The Don and Mike Show.
Tonight we continue our series and meet one of Chicago's most successful morning mouths.
Don Geronimo hits the air, it's pure energy all the way.
A way to gauge a good air personality or DJ, whatever they're calling him, is not by the amount of time he talks, but let's say just what he says.
And the Black Menudo. There's a new edition on the Geronimo Morning Show. B96. Donald B. Geronimo in the morning. B96. It's 9:23. B96 Radio. Woo yourself. B96. Here's Glenn Fry on B. Hold on, let me say it like a real DJ would. On B.
Don Geronimo is the high-energy morning man on B96 FM. With the station's upbeat approach and style, Don has become the teenager's favorite morning mouth.
Tomorrow, of course, Valentine's Day. We're pretty excited about that.
This be Mr. T with a special Valentine's Day message.
Yes, sir.
Rose the red.
Uh-huh.
Violet be blue.
Right.
Have a happy Valentine's Day. Or Ripian too.
That's beautiful. All right.
Now shut up and play record, fool.
Okay.
I got into radio because it's an easy way to make a lot of money while you're being a smart aleck. I can say things that bother me that normally I wouldn't have the nerve to say. I'm not really a different person. I'm the same person. I'm just louder on the air and let more go.
Don's radio travels have taken him from New York to L.A., Washington to Chicago, and everywhere in between. At only 26 years old, he has quite a track record, but this is the first time Don's ever tackled the intensely competitive morning slot.
This is your president speaking.
Hi, Ron.
I just wanted to...
I think it's really neat that people will get up and start their day with me. The mom who has to get up and get her kids off to school and get the dad off to work, I like that, that the mom will go to the kitchen, turn on the radio, and really be listening for what I'm saying.
B96 General Manager Brian Pusolano believes his morning man can appeal to Chicago's moms and dads.
The reason we have Don Geronimo on in mornings is that we feel that not only will the teens enjoy him as a personality, but that the parents of those teens will find Don to be refreshing, to be different, and I think they will also find the music to be compatible to their tastes.
Well, whether or not Chicago learns to love Don Geronimo doesn't really concern him right now. He's too busy having a ball.
It's still a game to me. I just have fun.
Well, let me tell you something, Darren. You look marvelous. You know, it's better to look good than to feel good, don't you?
I don't want to leave a lasting impression. I just want people to listen to me.
Windy today. I am going to roll up this weather forecast and smoke it after I'm done talking.
Just sample me, please. Just sample. Tomorrow morning, you don't have to love me, you don't have to hate me. Just sample. That's my main goal right now, just to get some new people to listen to the station.
The Don and Mike Show. They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
It's a beautiful day. Sunday down.
into the operating room. He said, think about something about Mary.
It's exactly what this is. This is the best mental picture you can possibly get.
Because poor little Max is out on the table. They've got a sheet covering everything except the exposed area. His tongue is hanging. Now, why is his tongue hanging out of his mouth, though?
Because it's the perfect plan of anesthesia, not a care in the world.
So the anesthesia is working, he's breathing properly and everything?
Fantastic, no problem. We did find that he did not care for needles, but he got over that phobia.
So you were going to put him out with a needle and would he start to yell?
Yes.
So what did you end up giving?
We tranquilized him a little bit beforehand.
That's a normal thing that you would do with a dog that gets a little uptight.
Yes, he's never probably been poked with a needle in his vein before.
And a healthy-looking dog overall?
Very healthy, extremely, and very well endowed, I might add.
And a very important question. Do Mike and I look like doctors dressed in these scrubs?
Very much so. And, in fact, I do have to thank A.J. Buck. They're the ones that gave you the scrubs.
A.J.
A.J. Buck.
A.J. Buck.
Veterinary Supply Company.
Okay now, but
very professional.
What type of doctors would you picture us to be? Do you think, if you just saw us walking around the hallways of a hospital wearing the scrubs, do you think we'd be what? Brain surgeons, heart surgeons?
Or the fellows that are emptying the bedpans.
Gynecologists?
Psychiatrist or gynecologist? And you said, I said pathologist.
Pathologist.
Yes, you guys are great. Yes,
very nice.
So how are you feeling right now? I have to ask you that because, the dog does look like the dog's riding on the car and something about Mary.
Shaky. The dog looks dead right now, but I trust that the doctors know what they're doing.
Your wife is in the corner of the conference room. She looks uptight.
And Bart is just enjoying dressing up like a doctor like you and I are.
And I guess you guys are ready to kind of dive in, huh?
Just for fun, we're throwing a little anesthesia in the air. So if
we feel
a little
light. Oh, yippee!
All right, doctor, can you tell us what you're going to be doing first?
All right. Okay.
I'm going to make a pre-scrotal incision.
Oh, boy. That's starting to bother me. All right, here we go.
I'm going to see how much of this I can walk.
Here we go.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Are you going to just slip it out of that hole?
Absolutely. Both of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, look at that.
How's his color? He's doing well. He's doing great.
Yes, how are his vitals, Doc?
His vitals are wonderful. Yes, vitals. Yes, and now we're going to double clamp because, of course, there are the testicular arteries in here.
Yes.
He's holding the microphone near the testicles.
Oh, my God.
What is that? What is that smell?
Help me. No. There shouldn't be any smell. It's probably pure oxygen.
What perfume you wear?
I'm wearing Paloma.
Oh, it smells nice. That's what I was smelling. I'm sorry. Smelling the doctor's perfume.
Me, not the dog.
Right now, you're making a little incision there?
Could just be the testosterone from your dog here.
What is that big, long set?
That also holds part of the vas deferens. Yes.
Now, am I correct in assuming that's just one of them now?
Correct. That's just one of them.
And you're tying it off?
Tying it off. We'll tie it off twice. It's called double ligation. And, again, we are doing what's called a closed castration. Because an open castration would probably expose him to the contents of his abdomen, and we don't particularly want to do that with him.
Oh, boy. Well, this is going to be a great Christmas card, I'll tell you that.
We're almost done with the first one here. Can you see how we've made both incisions here? This is an absorbable suture called 2-0 Vicryl, and we're just getting ready to remove the first.
Hey, Barty, this is why I never want you to do what President Clinton did, okay?
Yeah,
take a good look at it. Oh, look at
there it goes.
Right there.
There's the first one.
And when I'm all done, I'm going to have Dr. Zirkel go over the anatomy with you.
Kind of looks like a lychee nut.
And there's the second one again.
Oh, look at that. All she does is she cut a big incision by his groin area.
It does. It's kind of...
years and years and years of training.
It's kind of flesh tone. Yeah, you could do this in your sleep, couldn't you, Doc?
Don't do this at home,
How many of these have you done, Doc?
Well, there's actually two that we're glad that we haven't done. We would like to thank Mark and Kevin for not being neutered. So.
probably done
close to 1,000.
Really?
A little inside joke, veterinarians? Was that a little inside joke for your men listening?
Inside joke.
All right.
We have been listening.
Now, how are Max's vitals? I noticed that you've got a tube going into his mouth, and then there's this... looks like a rubber balloon, and as he breathes, it expands and it goes.
Yes, this the rubber tube actually goes down into his lungs, and that delivers the anesthesia into his lungs, so he doesn't even when every time he breathes in the anesthesia, and he doesn't wake up essentially. Now the tube that you see here that breathes in and out, this every time he breathes anesthesia in, he breathes all the anesthesia out, which leaves by this tube, and that's just what's called the rebreathing system right here.
Would it hurt the operation if I was to throw up right now?
Oh, it depends where you threw up.
Meanwhile, down at the other end, the good doctor is about to make the final sniff. Am I correct about that?
What are these? Hey, doctor, what is this brown area down here?
It's a huge scrotum.
It's his scrotum.
Oh, that's a scrotum.
It's the dog's scrotum folded back.
Yes, it's colored for some reason. And in fact, this is the perfect time. I'm going to have Dr. Zirkle, I think, go over the anatomy of these two fine testicles here, since Max has officially been neutered, and she's excellent at describing this. Why don't you follow Dr. Zirkle over here?
All right, Dr. Zirkle.
Okay. I'm going to go over the anatomy of the testicle right here, and just to help out, I'm going to, this is a diagram for you right here.
Oh, you brought us some pictures, thank you.
Yes, we brought you some pictures right here. And the most important thing, obviously, is this is the testicle.
Oh, don't touch them, doctor. Don't touch them.
Gloves.
That's standard.
Gloves.
Well, I don't think that has to be sterile now, Marty, since she's already cut them off.
But still, I mean, it's a little bit grody touching them with your bare hands.
I'm with your son on that one, Don. I got to agree with him on that. That's pretty grody touching the testicles. I don't mind telling you.
After 2,000 castrations, it just doesn't matter anymore.
My God, yes, I guess it's old ball to you.
Can I touch one?
Absolutely. Feel free.
Okay, I'm going to touch the. Oogie, touch it. Go ahead, touch it.
Feels like it's going to pop.
Yeah, Uncle Mike, want to touch it?
All right.
Oh, hold on, okay. Oh, my God. What, Dr. Zirkle?
I've seen this before. Have you?
What?
I read about it in school.
What is that? What did you just take out of him?
Wow. Oh, my. Look. This is very rare. Have you read about it, Dr. Zirkle?
You know what? I have only seen three cases of this. I have read about two of it.
All right, come on. Are you doctors goofing us?
Is this
what are you
a
doing?
Scam? Are we being scammed?
Your dog, look at this, is triorchid. He had a third one.
I think
he had three balls?
No. Yeah, he had three. Well, let me bring this over here. I can't believe this.
Be written up.
Write this up in a journal.
This is a scam. We're being scammed. They're good.
You are duping us, doctor.
They're
Look at it. Is it the right size? Look at it. Yeah.
Listen, hey, doctors.
Look at
doctors,
oh
I want to.
It has blood on it. Do you want to feel it?
No. What? Come on. You're pulling a practical joke.
I want to tell both of you. You're veterinarians, but we're professional BS detectors, okay?
That's it. There's three. He was triorchid.
Orchid. That is just so unbelievably unusual in the studio.
I'm getting weirded out here.
No way. Well, it's better. There's such a thing as monorchidism. That's where they only have one. In his case, Max had three.
Three, yeah, right. Okay. Hey, Fred, does it make you, is it relaxing that they're doing shtick over here with us?
You know, I didn't necessarily want the Sonny and Cher comedy.
I know. Doing
this.
Do you count? I count at least three. Oh, my God.
No, come on. Hey, doctor, come on now. This is my dog here. How many balls did he have, really?
I see three. There's three. Three, absolutely. Three came out. Wow, you run across a very virile dog.
Do you swear to God?
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Oh, I got it. You know what? They had this set up when the other doctor was showing us the pictures.
That's right.
You, like, pulled that extra ball out of your pocket or something, didn't you?
I will say that I'm sterile. I have never broken sterile technique.
Wow, I thought it was that was a fantastic act.
Yeah, a very nice trip.
Take that down to the Laugh Factory.
Call 555 ha ha.
But now they're sewing Max up.
I'll let you take the three testicles home now. Those are his souvenirs. These are souvenirs
good,
right here, looking pretty good. Okay, do you want to feel again, Joey?
But really, what is the third thing?
That's a testicle.
You know that? You know, hold on, Mike. Look how veiny it is. It does look like it came out of him.
You know, you come across it every once in a while.
It's awfully hard.
Mention that, but that's the other reason we do recommend getting your dogs neutered in case there are three.
In case there are three.
Let me feel, because I'm going to feel the texture of the first two.
The first two are normal. The first two are
normal. And the third one?
A little firmer.
A little firmer, like perhaps it's been around for 3 days.
Oh, look, I got blood on my gloves, Mike.
Oh, me too.
Hey, cool, like real doctors.
We're real medics.
Real doctors. Way to go.
Cool.
No, don't do that. I don't know where the dog's been.
How many stitches do you have to give Max, doctor?
There are basically five to close up the main incision that we put. And now we're doing what's called a subcuticular so that he won't have any sutures that you need to have removed. And it's a little trickier to do, but he's having absorbable sutures rather than external skin sutures. And again, it just takes a little longer to close him up, but he won't have anything to chew out.
He's got one hell of a scrotum, doesn't
now,
he?
Now, is that more comfortable for the dog when you do the absorbable kind?
He may actually, it's about the same, but
about
some
the same.
Dogs we just have a feeling are going to be chewers.
So how would you rate the procedure so far? How would?
Not a concern with humans so much, though. So.
How would you rate the procedure so
yes,
far?
How's it going, Doctor?
Absolute success.
Textbook?
Yes, and well, except for the three testicles. And I will say that I imagine that he was quite the horny dog beforehand because of the third.
Listen, here's the weird thing. I don't know if they're goofing us.
Oh, they're goofing
or
all
not.
The way they're
no,
goofing.
No, this is absolutely serious. My boss says you've never broken sterile technique. I mean, this is it. You guys have...
Take a look at the third ball, Mike.
You read James Herriot's books? He talks about them all the time.
I've read James Herriot's books, yes, absolutely, and I still know you're lying. There you go.
Oh, no. This is classic textbook case, and we definitely have to think about writing this one up. I mean, especially
Just let me say that it hurts your credibility a little bit, Doc, when you're in here, like, doing shtick with us while you're so
after the fact. Oh, my God.
Max has been doing great. Not a problem in the world. As routine as they could be. And in fact...
Yes, could I listen to his heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to put these ear things on.
Did you clean the earwax out of your ears today?
No, I didn't.
That's not good.
All right. Now, good. Hold on. Ba-bum. Hold on. Shh. Quiet. Ba-bum. Ba-bum. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Yeah, no, I do hear his heartbeat.
Good. It should be pretty fast and regular. Excellent. Good. All right, get the earwax out.
Clear my ear spooge off the
That is incredible. You know, it really is incredible. We are standing here in the middle of a surgical procedure.
In our conference room.
It is truly amazing, and it does look like everything is going according to plan.
And just what we're going to do, just a little fancy way to close, and we have something, believe it or not, called surgical glue. And we're going to put a drop on that. There is truly glue that we use that is sterile.
Oh, there it is.
And,
there it is.
And you see here, there's an incision you can barely see. Doesn't that look like art?
Bart, don't wave the testicle at me.
What we're going to do now is close him up, and then we'll be almost ready to wake Max up, and then we can interview him and see how he's doing.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. All right. So we'll hear him wake up. Beautiful.
So this is the surgical glue that we're getting ready to put on?
You know, except for the joke about the third ball, these doctors are doing an excellent job on
that. Yeah, you can tell when there goes the glue.
Okay, and
well done. Now look at this.
And that's it.
Yes,
look at that. Look at that job.
Clean.
That purple stuff? That's the purple ointment?
Hey, the purple ointment, just like Grandpa used to use.
It's clean. It's decent.
It's decent.
Well, beautiful job, Doc.
What hospital were we from?
You guys are from Coolidge Animal Hospital in Temple Hills, Maryland.
Yes, we are. And I'm Dr. Pushak, and this is Dr. Zirkle, and we were very pleased to come here and neuter Max, and actually quite amazed. At the founding, the three testicles.
Oh, you stop it with the three testicles, doctor. All right, but now I'd like you to wake him up.
How do you wake him up? How does this work?
Actually, as the anesthetic doctor, what you do to wake him up is essentially turn off the anesthesia and leave on the oxygen so the oxygen flows through his lungs. And
did you do that already?
No, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
And if you go down here, this is the anesthesia.
Cool, I'm going to get to run it, Mike.
And you know what? I'm going to let you do it. You turn it this way so this black arrow sends to the off.
Okay, turn it this way, right? Here we go. Hey, I did it, Mike.
So the anesthetic has been turned off now. The anesthesia is off, and he will be getting...
Well, waking him up, we're going to have you practice trimming his nails. It's a good thing to learn.
Pardon me?
Wake up a dog.
I don't want anything to do with his nails. Oh.
Bart said he wants to. You kind of, Bart, isn't it true you kind of are interested in this field?
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, I would imagine this is the best experience somebody could have if you want to become a vet someday.
Put the dog's nails.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it now. Anything else? Okay, the way that you want to do this is hold this little paw like that.
How about a tummy tuck? Can we do a tummy tuck?
Sure. And a massage.
Oh, I can rub him now? Okay, good.
Do his eyelids.
I'm going to do one nail for you. You just want to get the very, very tips of it and clamp down like that.
Ugh.
I know.
So this is grosser than when you guys got his nuts off.
Just the tips. Just the tips, Bart.
Just the tips. You're doing great. Even if you get a little bit of blood, listen to your tips. So, good job.
Good job. Oh, you got it there, Barty. Good job.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. The veterinarian waiting to happen here.
Now, would you say he's got... He looks like he's got good, steady hands.
Yes, he does. Good job.
He just did another one?
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oops.
All right. Not too hard. Just tiny tips. Good job.
How would you like to try my toenails after this? I got the Vish toenails.
Well, you got your dog neutered. Does he look safe? Does he look very happy?
You know, doctor, I feel great about this, except for all that third ball stuff.
You to very own present from Max, actually, and you can put this on your mantelpiece.
Oh,
putting
great.
The testicles in the formaldehyde?
Yep, we have. We have Max's
the
nuts.
The third one. The third. You ought to just put Max's in there. You shouldn't put the third fake one in there.
We're going to give him a little bit of an anesthetic afterwards. And do you want to go ahead and get his antibiotics?
Sure, absolutely.
Antibiotics is what I
And we're going to give him an antibiotic injection so that prevents any type of infection occurring. And, so then he should be able to wake up real quickly.
Moxie.
You know what, Mike? I believe that when we do our Las Vegas-style show Thursday night at Blackie's,
bring those
I will bring Max's testicles, and anyone who would like to see them can see them.
Okay. Yes, now, I understand that he's undergone, like, a very major procedure psychologically. And so what we do for all of our neuters here is give them a little supplement for the months afterwards as the testosterone leaves his body.
Oh, now listen, Viagra on it, okay?
these doctors, we've got Heckle and Jekyll, the doctors here.
Yeah, right. For
now,
goodness
now you're kind of manipulating him around.
Yeah.
Are you going to wake him up now, Doc?
He's waking up right now.
Okay. All right. Let me see him. Where's my boy? Where's my boy? Where's little Max? Hey, little Max. Oh, I see his eyes opening up.
Are his eyes opening?
Well, just a little bit, Uncle Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Max.
There's something.
Sleep.
Hey, Max.
Something about Mary.
Hey, little Max. Hey, but now can I touch him?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and touch him very gently. And,
hey, Max. Where's that boy?
Okay,
where's daddy's boy? Hey, Max.
Now, what are you going to get him a little shot here?
Oh.
Painkiller. Just a little painkiller, just to be nice.
There we go.
You'd want one, wouldn't you?
All right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd like one when you're done, if you don't mind.
This is wild. That's wild, man. It's wild stuff.
Right here, little Max. Isn't he marvelous? Oh, now you're going to give him a painkiller. Oh, I don't like to see him get a shot. Oh, I'm a little squeamish about this.
Okay.
There's a little vein is back here.
And here we go. Ooh. Oh, you got him. Oh, you got him. Oh. Putting his doggy tranquilizer in now.
All right. He's feeling pretty good right now. So he's waking up. He's just going to be a very smooth recovery here.
Yep, and that's it. Okay.
Okay, now if he wakes up and suddenly you hear this.
Hey, hold on. Look at him. Look at me. He looks high. Take a look at him.
Man.
Hey, Mon. Hey, little Ma.
How long does he normally take to wake up?
It takes about 10-15 minutes for him to completely wake up. So, and he'll take just a little while. You can pet him and talk to him. And once his tongue starts coming into his mouth, that means he's starting to wake up.
Okay.
So he might be a little sleepier
because
we did.
Remember Max.
Right.
Where's my little Max here, huh?
Well, I thought that was a great job, veterinarian. So
I agree, and our thanks to Cool Ridge Animal Hospital in Temple Hills, Maryland, and the message would be to spay and neuter your dogs, and if given the chance, spay your cats, neuter your dogs, and given the chance...
Well, you spay and neuter both animals.
Okay. Do it on the radio, I guess what I was trying to say. Don't you... isn't it spay your dogs and neuter
your cats? Spay females, neuter males.
You can say neuter for, we say spay or alter, but neuter
spay
means
or alter,
everything.
Males right. And females. Spay is for right. Spay and neuter for both cats and dogs.
I would be an awful doctor.
I really appreciate you letting us do this here in the studio because I think that sets a real good example to people that have been debating about having their animals neutered. And again,
yeah, I think it really, probably for people that were on the fence to hear how easy this procedure really is.
Hey, I don't urge you people to watch it, though. Oh, it's gross to watch them cut into your dog.
And now we're waiting for...
Max will never have prostate cancer or testicular cancer, and you've eliminated a lot of health risk by doing this.
That's
so
incredible.
And he'll also never get laid.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pruschek and Dr. Mika Zirkel.
Thank you, doctor.
Absolutely.
Those are pretty steep names there. That's why I was reading them when I said that. Dr. Lisa Pruschek and Dr. Mika Zirkel.
He's waking up now. Well, honey, what do you think?
I just want to get next to my baby.
Oh, she wants to come in. You can touch your baby now.
There you go.
This is I love going all the way with this and getting we're still waiting
for him
to wake
up. We just want to make sure he's alive before.
Take a little longer to wake up because of the extra drugs.
His eyes are definitely moving a little bit here. The tongue is still out. So.
He's still a little. There's something about Mary. Just a little bit.
The tube out when he's ready. We'll let you pull the endotracheal tube. It'll be quite a while.
Yes. Don't pull it out yet. Don't pull it out.
Breathe right now.
That young boy's zeal right there. Yeah, immediately
right,
pulled it out.
I believe we once again have made radio history, Mike, by broadcasting the first ever neutering of an animal.
Doctors, this is terrific, and I didn't know how easy it was. I really, you think with this procedure it would take a long time, but this is terrific.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you all were able to watch and that it was a successful operation. Thank you very much for letting us do it.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Max's Nuts will be on display at our Las Vegas-style show Thursday night when we're at Blackie's /Lulu's.
Ever the showman right here.
All right,
Ever
honey,
the showman.
Listen, I got to go back and do the show now, so I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. See you later.
Love
and I love you, bud.
I'm coming.
Oh, no, no. Listen, you stay here. I got a problem doing the show with you down there. Okay? Uncle Mike and I are doing an adult-oriented show today.
Yes, yes, and they're evil people all about.
But, all right, they're giving Bart all the pictures and stuff. So
after watching the, hey, Bart, I have one question for you. After watching this, do you want to be a vet even more now?
Yep.
All right. I will.
Oh, there's, hey, he's coming too, Don.
I will see you guys at home. Just as I put the microphone down by his mouth, he started breathing. He stopped breathing.
He's definitely coming too.
Yeah, he's waking up now.
Wow.
He's waking up now. All right. Yeah, he's okay. These are real doctors. All right. Well, there's radio history. Thank you, Docs. Thank you, Max. Freedom Bart, see you tonight. And,
okay.
What?
You want me to take the balls home?
Yes, please. Take, yes, all three, doctor. Very funny, doctor. What? All right, we're talking about Max's medication now. And we get to keep the doctor closed, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
Some AJ Bucks, right?
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Doc.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Billy, how are you? You know, we haven't seen you in
How you doing, Billy?
Jesus Christ almighty. Terrific. Watch this, too. You little prick. Hey, I know you're my life.
All right, good.
You're getting too big on me now.
Don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your ball, I'd pay you to go home and get your shine box. This kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, he make your shoes look like mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Bill.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and right away you're getting pissed. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, sorry. Now go home and get your shine box.
Come on, you big tough guy. Keep him here. Come on.
Back.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Tommy gets a little loaded. He doesn't mean any disrespect.
You don't mean any disrespect, Henry. Are you nuts? He's just killing little bananas. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right. You understand what I'm talking about?
All right.
No, I mean, the kids over here, we're hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a f***ing jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him.
No,
I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me...
Yeah, no, have the drink with me.
No.
Back him up. Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
Go on.
profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Bobby.
Don, hey, friend of mine is a ranch butcher for people who raise their own either cows or pigs or whatever, and he goes out, drops the animals, skins them out, stuff like that, takes them to a butcher. I go out and work with him periodically, and every once in a while, the animals that he does are male. They're bulls. And he's good enough to save parts for me, and I take it home and tan it. And when he does a bull, I can make a purse out of the bull scrotum.
Wonderful. Thank you. Honey, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Here is your nice purse made out of a bull scrotum.
Boy, the leather feels so soft.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And wrinkly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
My name's Robert. First time caller, to be honest with you. Long time listener. And I just wanted to know and wondering how you thought how you're having Max taken care of, because actually my wife happens to work with those two doctors at that animal hospital.
Hey, those doctors were fantastic. Now, the bedside manner.
Yes.
You know, when they kept joking.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
At the time, I was just telling Mike, I was getting a little uptight with that, but it's only because the procedure was going so smoothly and they were really done with everything that they were just
sewing
him back up.
They were very, very careful. You know, it's funny because they have done, as I think the other doctor, Mika, said that she's done 2,000 of these procedures. It's automatic for them, but they're very, very careful because, you know, you have to. Any surgical procedure is serious.
Hey, and listen, all kidding aside, you know, that's my dog, and I love that dog.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed...
...a little bit from the standpoint when they are in surgery, my wife is in there. One time she took me back there, and I joked about how they had blood and guts all over the place.
Yeah, I enjoyed being able to put that on the radio like I do lots of parts of my life. But if the doctors weren't certified, if they didn't know what they were doing, I would never have done it. Because, I mean, I love that little dog. My whole family does.
You know what amazes me, and I've actually, you know, who hasn't watched the Learning Channel and seen that? You're amazed at the lack of blood in something like that. I expected a lot more blood, and there really wasn't there was a little bit, but
there was. Didn't you see all of those all that gauze that she had soaked the blood up in, and our gloves that we had on
had
blood on them.
But I expected, you know, especially down there, I expected a real gusher.
And how about my man EB from the Sports Junkies, who had to come into work 2 hours early just so he could take a look at it.
EB's fascination with everything about the male organ is continues, and we're not quite sure why.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I wanted to add something about that guy who gave his wife a purse.
Yes.
If you rub it a little hard, it turns into a briefcase.
Right, yeah.
Bada bang.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
Hey. My girlfriend works at a vet. Do you want a cat fetus?
Do I want a cat fetus?
A cat fetus.
Oh, they're coming out of the wall now. I believe we've hit bottom. We have hit bottom.
No, I said we haven't yet.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, sure. Mail it to me, please.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Your package is here.
Don. Hello.
Hey, Don, I'd like to make a bet with you about Max's testicles.
What about them, sir?
I bet you.
You know, any real genius medic to figure that out. Of course, dogs eat anything, and they look like little baby scallops.
How about this? How about you eat his nuts?
Well, I think it would be for them to him first.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's wrong with you people?
Remember that call you made saying we haven't hit bottom yet?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I still don't think we've hit bottom yet.
You got the cat fetus and then the eating testicles guy.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell you something about the three balls. Actually, there's quite a few humans that have three balls.
I went to school with a human who had three, and we called him Tri-Ball.
Right.
Yeah, I've got three balls myself. Happened in a lacrosse accident.
Oh, come on.
No, it didn't happen in an accident. You're born with it.
You're born with them. One time we had a whole show with medical freaks on, and remember we had the woman that had like four nipples?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It was a good show. I love our medical freak shows.
Medical freak shows are the best. We should keep the theme going.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oh, sorry, hello. Annie in Las Vegas, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to tell them that they were lucky they got to watch what happened to their dog, because only my dog and his doctor will really know the truth. Something is wrong with my dog ever since we had him neutered.
Yeah.
And he chases himself around at least once daily. and has this ritual now where he grabs onto it, bites it, pushes his foot into his ear, and does circles around the living room, and basically it looks like he's giving himself a Monica.
Boy, so you've had a bad experience with neutering, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it worked, but he has an interesting habit now ever since.
How great it must be to be a dog, though. How great it must be to be able to lean down and just take care of yourself.
Are you married, ma'am?
Yeah.
Well, just take solace in the fact that your husband would be doing the same thing if he could.
We all would. Hey, if we could do that, there would be no need for you women.
I told you I want a round cocktail table. I can't chase myself around the room otherwise.
Oh, I taste so good. Oh, come on. Guys would do it if they could.
They would. They would.
They would.
They just wouldn't tell anybody about it. Well, we would.
You listen to me right now. I have in the Oval Office.
Listen carefully right now. I did not give myself a Monica.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don and Mike? This is Don Dennis, better known as Curly, your Jamaica Prize winners.
You want a trip to Jamaica on the show?
Yeah. We're just calling to let you know when we're going down.
Oh, now, did we did we hook you up on a love connection or something?
Uh-huh. Me and Mary Ellen.
Is that the older lady?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so you're the young gigolo that's going out with the woman that's old enough to be his mom.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to watch out for her when she's down there? That's what you were doing, kind of the escort?
Yes.
Oh, great. You know, we never get any follow-up on these dates. When are you guys going to Jamaica?
We're leaving on Friday the 21st of this month, and we're coming back on Monday.
Ah, well, please give us a call, Dennis, on Monday's episode.
Okay.
And what's the lady's name again?
Mary Ellen.
All right, we'll find out how Mary Ellen got her groove back.
That was a Highway Love Connection, a dating game that we did where we had a very a mature woman.
She's about 50, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, go out with a very young guy. And we thought that you had already taken the trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, we were supposed to, but they made the reservations, but the airline tickets fell through. So
How old are you?
27.
And Mary is what, 54 or something like that?
57, I think.
57.
Wow. Grandma Arbusto.
Bueno.
Grandma.
We had an idea, too. We were wondering if we could get a couple T-shirts, so when we go down there, we can advertise the show while we're down there.
Oh, sure, yeah. Hold on a second, Dennis.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
Right. I think Dennis is going to take care of that lady just fine.
Oh, honey. Oh, I thought you guys had left already. Is everything all right? Oh, there's my wife again. Is everything all right with Matt?
Yeah, he's waking up. I'm just going to get his carrier, and we've got all his drugs and his medicine. Yeah, he's
all
good.
Good. See,
is his tongue back in his mouth?
No, it's still kind of a little bit out. They gave him extra drugs. Yeah.
But he's okay. It was a good thing to get him neutered. We had to get him neutered either way.
It's good. I mean, it looks wonderful. I finally got the nerve to go over and look at his private parts, and there was no...
Really, nothing there. I mean, it was just amazing.
A little scar. It looks good.
Yeah. It was interesting to see. You should have seen it. I'm horny now. Come here. Give me a kiss. Come here. Give me a kiss. Prove to everybody you're my wife. Come here. Right now.
I'm
going to do just what... Oh, come here. That's a good kiss.
Okay.
Hey, that's my wife. I can kiss her like that.
Yeah, do it in your kitchen.
I do. Kiss her in every room of the house, Mike.
Yeah.
Every room of the house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to see you kiss your wife like that either.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very, very
now,
much.
I might want to see your wife kiss my wife like that.
Yeah, right, Rob?
And we'll bring Rob's wife in on that also. Let me see Rob's wife.
Woohoo!
Hello. Don on my show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
I just got all turned on by that surgery.
Yeah, I know you did. I'm happy for you.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, blood turns me on. I can't help it.
Blood turns him on.
Hello, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Great, my friend.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you guys about a little story. In high school, we had an ag science class, and we were doing castration of animals. And for an A, I castrated...
End of the line on all of these awful animal stories.
Yeah, the bottom feeders are gathering around you, and you had a professor give you an A. Right.
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 Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how's it going, buddy?
Buddy, tastes like my wife.
Oh, sounds good.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I got to give old Dan Deerdorf a big slap in the face for Monday Night Football last night. Was it just me, or was he busting Boomer's balls all night long?
You are absolutely right. There is some real tension in the Monday Night Football booth, and it goes past Dan Dierdorf just saying,
there's Scott Zolak, who went to the University of Maryland.
I got to read, and maybe you'll agree with me on this, sir. I got to read that Dan Dierdorf is threatened by Boomer Esiason. Of course, he was never threatened by Giff, because Giff would just sit in the corner and drool.
Yeah,
he
not
be...
say nothing, sure. But Boomer, it seems like he's a lot more intelligent than Dierdorf.
You know, and everything I've ever heard about Boomer Esiason, really, is that he is genuinely one of the nicest guys. You know, a good friend of ours, Jess Atkinson, used to be his roommate at Maryland.
Field goal kicker.
And you know, he's really one of the nicest guys you want to meet.
Did
now, Dierdorf, on the other hand, I don't know whether he's got that great a sense of
humor.
He's
a dick. We've had him on the show a couple of times, and hasn't he always been a dick?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you catch the slam that he had on Boomer?
No, what did he say?
Called him, they said that they should have called him Broomer or something, a broom, as in sweeping him away from the Bengals or whatever, or the Jets. It just, all night long, it seemed like he was busting his balls, and I think Boomer ought to just, they ought to all-star wrestlers have Boomer whoop his ass up there in the...
That'd be a good show if you had just Al Michaels and Boomer Esiason.
Mm-hmm. And Dierdorf, in his day, though, you would not, I don't think Boomer would have won that wrestling match, because Dierdorf really was a pretty bad guy in his day.
Yeah, we gotta give Boomer Esiason some cutdowns, though, when Dierdorf starts getting on him, like, going, okay, thanks, Cindy Brady.
Sally, by the feet door.
As I was watching it, I was hoping I wasn't the only one picking up on it. I couldn't get hold of you guys.
Yeah, I got the tension there, too. Got it. Thank you, my friend.
He's threatened by Boomer, the new blonde bombshell.
Hello, Don and Mike. Boomer Esiason, unlike Dan Dierdorf, at least what I've been able to tell, not afraid to say what he thinks.
Good.
You know, a couple of times he says, oh, that's an awful play. That's a crappy play. That guy did an awful job.
And he looks like he's a good fit. I mean, take Dierdorf out of the equation, but Boomer Esiason sounds like he's comfortable in the booth.
He's dreamy. You know, for an albino.
Albino.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Big Redskin game this weekend. Why don't you bring the balls so we can check them out there?
At the Redskins game?
Yeah.
There's plenty of balls at the Redskins game. No,
come on, put them right up there on your stage.
Now, listen, the only place that those testicles are going to be are at our Las Vegas-style show Thursday night.
And we're going to bring, actually, the ones from Max and the ones in the Ragu jar.
Hello, Don and Mike. We might give away the ones in the Ragu jar. We might throw them out to the crowd.
I think that's a terrific idea. That'll be an added bonus.
So, kids, bring your baseball gloves. That's a prize.
There you go. Hey, there's a lucky guy in the front row.
Don and Mike Show. Give that fan a contract.
Did I tell you what I saw? I was watching the Red Sox game the other night, and what a kid did. The guy hits the ball down the first base line, and it's fair. And you know how the umpires, they go, fair ball,
right?
And the ball boy at the side was one of these guys wearing the backwards hats.
Yeah.
And he squats down and he just picks up the ball. And then he goes,
a fair ball?
Yeah, fair ball. Fair ball. And he goes back into his trance, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd going, boo!
You know, that happened at Camden Yards a couple of weeks ago with one of those ditzy ball girls up there. The exact same thing happened.
I'll tell you something. The kid was sitting there, and they got a close-up of him, and he realizes it, and he goes, oh no. And 30 seconds later, you see the supervisor of the Nerd Knicks comes down, and he literally removes the kid from his chair and put another person in the chair.
I saw on SportsCenter today that some guy hit a home run, and maybe it was in a California Angels game, and the guy was going back, he was jumping up to catch it, and the idiot, the fan in the stands, he reached up and took the ball out of the guy's glove, and he's holding it up like this, like, hey, I'm the big hero, and they did the same thing to that guy. They tossed him out.
Good.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Picked up the wrong telephone line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Bueno Arbusto.
Buddy.
I had my dog neutered about 3 years ago, and he had the tri-ball syndrome. And after the surgery, the vet came out and told me that it happens in like 12 to 18% of all dogs or something like that.
That wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure the dogs can have tri-balls, but I tell you, Heckle and Jekyll here, they were doing a big bunch of shtick on us.
And look at how they worked this. She said, now, Don and Mike, go over, and the doctor's going to show you the pictures, right? So they made sure that Mike and I turned our back to the operating table so that she could pull out the extra ball.
And they wouldn't let it go. I mean, I've never seen this before. This is incredible.
And Max's real balls are good as a rock.
Yeah, and those ones in the ragu jar, I don't think those are dogs, frankly.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
How fascinating. Dog balls, okay?
What?
Dog balls, okay?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, sir.
Okay.
My hair grows.
What?
Let me...
Why you care?
Why you care? Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to see
Dude Walker. Absolutely, medicine balls is what he has. I think. Don't we have Dude Walker on the show tomorrow, Robbie?
Tomorrow at 4:30.
Tomorrow we're doing some new bumpers
in a video called "Band in America."
Oh,
and,
that guy! Wheelbarrow man.
The guy in the village sitting on his own scrotum.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Buddy.
So you bring your dog in, have her neutered on the show.
Right.
You put on clothes like a doctor.
Yes.
Just have one question.
Yeah.
What do you have, a God complex?
I am God.
Thank you, sir. I love any chance to do my Alec Baldwin. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Kim is at home right now making love with the Oscar. Oops, there goes Oscar into the cave. Oscar, come out.
Bring the balls home, Alec.
Thank you. And goodbye. We got to do a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable, 27. How y'all doing out there? The Tom Gavin Show right here. Fairfax, Virginia, it's snowing out there. Guys, watch the road. It's icy. It is icy out there, guys. Give us a call, 560-55. We're going to have Incredible Johnson coming on next after... After these commercials, we're going to be running some PSAs.
Fairfax, Annandale, Weston. 94.5 WCXF, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there, guys? Today is my anniversary on my show today. Give me a call, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? I got a special request. The people of it, WNVT, Channel 53 and 56. Fred just called in. Give us a call back, Fred, if you need any more requests. Yeah, hey y'all doing out there? This is the Tom Gavin Show. Everybody over there at Channel 53 can call 560-55.
560-55. The Don and Mike Show. Two solid men who work with their hands for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Murphy.
Dennis. Hey, he never fails to surprise me.
What? How much have we done for that guy?
Everything.
Everything. Didn't we just That's send right. him on a beach trip?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Eric Bickle of the Junkies, Ricky Bickle, received this fax
EB, right?
Mm-hmm. from Dennis. I guess this was Friday.
Yeah, they had a big bachelor party for, I think, JP this weekend.
Uh-huh. Eric. Since you are in charge of JP's bachelor party, I would like to know if I can play softball Jim Abbott, and see some honeys at the bachelor party tomorrow. Thank you for your consideration in this very important day for JP.
You know, we give and give. It's not enough for the greediest man in the world.
He's got to call the junkies to try to get on JP's bachelor party?
He doesn't even belong at that bachelor party.
Found another vein to tap.
Murphy.
Murphy. Greedy Murphy.
Oh, Murphy. This is why we say...
He's unforgivable that he cannot discipline himself.
Hello, this is Dennis.
Hey, listen, you rat.
You greedy bloodsucker.
We just gave you a free trip to the beach a week ago, yet you have to call right to Eric Bickle to try to go to JP's bachelor party?
Is it ever enough? Is it ever enough?
Listen, I want to say something to you. The sports junkies didn't have a hooker wash you on the toilet, did they?
Oh, no.
The sports junkies didn't send you to hedonism with Grace and her dirty feet, did they?
Oh, no, it was you.
You listen to me, you freak. You belong to me. Your ass is mine.
Okay, when do you want me to bend down?
I don't want you to bend down.
I just want you to behave yourself.
Listen, if you're going to be associated with our show, you're associated with our show.
Okay, God.
All right?
I'm sorry.
I mean, every month, Dennis, it's something new for you. We do, we give.
You don't even know the junkies.
Oh, no, we had a long conversation about that kind of...
That's irrelevant. That is irrelevant, Dennis.
Okay.
Now, listen, let me ask you something. Did the sports junkies help you get that gig being the spokesman for Tan World?
Oh, no. It was you, Gon.
Did the sports junkies make you the king of Sioux City?
Oh, no. It was you, Mike.
Who made you a major effing star, Dennis?
Gon.
Would you have seen Ella's boobs or her bush if not for us?
Gon. Okay. I will behave myself and I will...
Oh, Dennis.
I will be yours.
There's plenty for you here, Dennis. You should know that.
Okay, Mike. I'm sorry.
God damn it, Dennis. Would you like us to go out and constantly look for some new guy to be the recipient of all the good stuff? Who freed you from your rash?
You good guy.
Don and Mike show. That's
Dennis,
right.
Over the years, hundreds of favors for you.
Okay.
All free.
Okay, Don.
What?
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay,
you were just on our show every day. Yeah, I want to tell you something, Dennis. Every time we put you on the show, we get people calling in the back room saying, I don't like listening when Dennis is on. We get the faxes saying, Don, why do you leave Dennis on? I hate him. He's always on your show. And you know what I say? I'm loyal to Dennis because Dennis is loyal to us.
And I have been loyal.
I want
to
tell you something.
To you.
Tom Gavin is living for this moment right now, Dennis.
He really is. He's waiting in the wings.
Mm-hmm. Gone. Please. I will only be with your show.
So fun jerking Dennis's chain, isn't it?
I'm yours.
The best.
I'll be your guinea pig.
No, you're my dog.
Okay, I'll be your dog.
You're Mike's dog. And you're Buzz's dog. And you're Robbie Spiewak's dog.
That's okay. Right. And whenever you say bark, I'll...
You know something? You need to be a good doggy.
Okay. I'll be a good doggy.
Right. You understand, Dennis?
Yes, I will.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. The junkies come down the hall and say, hey... Look at Dennis Murphy said his advice. Dennis Murphy doesn't get enough out of your guy's show.
Right.
He wants to go to JP's bachelor party.
JP's bachelor party to hang out with people that he doesn't know.
Dennis, I want to tell you something.
A couple other people.
Mike and me were not invited to JP's bachelor party. What the hell makes you think you could go to JP's bachelor party?
To the best of my knowledge, listeners were not invited to this bachelor party.
Okay.
Just for the guys.
Listen, when you were a virgin, when you could not get laid, who helped you? Who got you laid?
You good guy.
Who got you that dominatrix?
Denise.
Yes. Right.
Don't forget.
I won't forget.
And no more smart-ass comments directed at me either. I'm tired of that.
Mike, believe me, I will
you know,
not.
I let that slide, but now I'm mad about it again.
Mike, believe me, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. No more.
Okay, Mr. O'Malley.
Who put you on a national spotlight to let you abort our national anthem? Not once, but twice. Don and Mike show. Don and Mike show.
Three times.
All right, Dennis.
I screwed up the first time.
You have a funny way. You have a very funny way of saying thank you for a lifetime of prizes.
See, the beach house. Let me think. The beach house. Oh, yes. That was 2 weeks ago. Yes. It was the Dennis Murphy show every day on our show.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, shoot is right.
All right, Dennis.
I apologize. I will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will only be yours.
Blah 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 blah. Do you hear any? Do you hear anything on this line, Mike?
No, I think I'm talking to a dead man.
Believe me, I will be yours. I'll be the head myself.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You'll be ours. Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, Dennis.
All right, Murphy.
Okay, Don. You have a pleasant night.
Maybe I'll just put the kibosh on your little mobile ad.
Oh, actually, I'm still waiting to hear from Mr. Shuesky.
Yeah, well, boy, I hope you do.
Yeah, me too.
After my middle incident, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Right, I don't either, Dennis.
Okay.
Eric, since you are in charge of JP's bachelor party, I would like to know if I can play softball and see some honeys. Gee, you would think that being in Delaware in a beach house with women who are semi-nude for a whole week would be enough to hold you over, to tide you over.
Good, but, you know, I...
Loyalty, Dennis. The word is loyalty.
Okay, but loyalty...
No, not shoot. Loyalty.
Loyalty to you, Mike. I will wash your car whenever you say.
No.
I'll wash your car.
And you're going to have to do something better than just eat dog food this time.
Come on, get yourself
out of the doghouse. I mean it.
Oh, shoot.
Right, or else maybe you could just call the Junkies and be the Junkies' new number one fan. You're replaceable, Murphy.
Absolutely.
Everybody's replaceable.
No, I know. Believe me, you have been really good to me, and I apologize for this middle...
I turned the microphones off so we can just laugh now.
Oh?
Yes, Murphy.
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, shoot. I apologize, Don, Mike.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Goodbye.
Hang up. And hang up this time instead of this long goodbye garbage.
Bye, Mike.
Come on, just hang up.
Hang up.
Okay, Don.
Hang up.
Bye, Bug.
He's not talking to you.
Okay.
He's pissed at you, too. He's probably angrier than both of us.
Oh, shoot. Well,
all right, hang up.
I'm sorry for
hang
that.
Up. Hang
I'm
up.
Sorry
hang up. Hang up.
Bye.
Hang up. Okay. That's good. Oh, that feels good.
Wow.
Oh, listen, he deserves it, that son of a bitch. Oh,
yeah. Thanks for giving us the facts, EB.
That son of a bitch. Wow. Yeah, like he's going to get the call. Yeah, Dennis Murphy, hey. It's EB from the Sports Junkies. Hey, we've never met you, but sure, we'd love to have you come to JP's bachelor party. Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on. All right, Buzz, where were you? We got to hurry because the Junkies are waiting to go on now.
Let's wrap it up. Finally, Boston Harbor has a measurable amount of caffeine in it. Not as much as, say, coffee or Coke, but a measurable amount of caffeine in Boston Harbor. The scientists at the American Geophysical Union say it has nothing to do with the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, I got a mouthful. It's real simple. For Dennis, or for Ella, or for anybody, for Faye Weber.
Sure.
Anybody, if you're going to call our show all the time and make yourself a presence on our show,
right.
You don't go on any other shows.
You hang out here. Pick a show, stick
That's
with it.
It. And if it's not enough, if the airtime that we give you is not enough, you know, go call Harvey Fisher or something.
Sure.
Right.
C'est la vie.
Murphy. Now, why don't you call Harvey? Why don't you be his albatross? Why don't you be the very heavy weight around his neck? Murphy.
Years and years and years. Man.
Hey, yeah, Dennis, it's Eric Bickle. Say, JP would like you to be the best man. We'd like you to give the bride away, Dennis Murphy. Because it's not enough that you've won the lottery every day on the Don and Mike show. You know, with his goddamn frequent flyer miles that we've given him.
Unbelievable.
I know.
As he would say.
Yes.
He's the pisser. Please, everybody, I'd like to have... Tonight, the first dance at my wedding. Dennis Murphy, please dance with my wife.
Oh, Dennis, you're the greatest. We had a great time with Dennis at our bachelor party the other night where nobody knew him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
When I talked... Well, then let me finish the answer. Is that okay, Jeremy? Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So let me finish this. You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. You better keep that in mind.
The Don and Mike Show. Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
You'll have tambourine in hand and you'll be taking the stage at about 5 o'clock, right?
You ever hear the grassroots reading?
Hey, Rudy, sorry.
No, I'm a grassroots guy. And I like, you know, but I've never heard of that group.
Ah.
What? Oh, grassroots. You get on your grassroots, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rudy. All right, now we have two women that have graced our show today coming down for the Bare Bottom Slap-Off. And let's meet them both now. I was told that they were actually crawling out of the green room. They couldn't wait to get on the show.
One of them was actually saying that Rudy resembled Paul Sorvino. And they were very excited to see Rudy. And here are the guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Well, let's talk to each gal individually. Hello, and what's your name right here?
My name's Rachel.
Where are you from, Rachel?
Alexandria.
What do you do?
I work as an accountant.
Oh. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, a long time ago they told me Stevie Nicks, but that was years ago. So I'm going to go with a cross between old Veronica Lake and a Stevie Nicks. Haggard Stevie Nicks.
Okay, an old Veronica Lake and Stevie. What do you think of that, Rudy?
I like this.
I like, thank you. Thank you, Rudy.
I think she got a little Meryl Streep in her face.
Yeah, little Meryl Streep.
All right, now let's meet our other contestant.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Beth. I'm from Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dietitian, and I was told that I look like Tatum O'Neal once.
Oh,
I
don't know. Fiery redhead.
Let me tell you something, Beth. You're a dietitian. By looking at Rudy, can you give us an idea what you think maybe he eats in a given week? What kind of diet he has?
Well, I think I kind of cheat because I hear y'all talk about what y'all eat, and basically I think you eat like crap and you drink a lot, right? Isn't it a lot of dog food?
My lifestyle has changed.
Okay.
Oh, you went to
change. I just eat a lot of crap now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, Rudy. Right. Okay. There he goes.
You think he looked like Paul Sorvino, girls?
Yes.
Which one of you said that? Really?
Yeah.
Little Paul Sorvino. What about Rudy struck you as Paul Sorvino-esque?
Look at him. Rudy looks at me like, and he smiles real big like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Paul Sorvino. That's what she said.
Huh? His nose isn't the same as Paul Sorvino's, but I think it's just the whole package, the whole demeanor. I don't know. It just makes me think of him.
I got a great package, Don.
Way to go, Rudy.
Now, girls, we have two wonderful contestants here, and one of them will be the winner at the end of the show today.
That's right.
One of you girls is going to win $200. So take off your rings right now. And we're going to have a dry run through, if you'll pardon the pun. So you don't have to take your pants off yet.
Okay, it's Beth and...
Rachel.
Beth and Rachel, okay.
Now, this is how it's going to work. Turn your backs around to each other. Right? Okay.
Rudy wants to interject something.
Yes, Rudy.
Rachel's got a sweater. Oh, she's taking her sweater off.
Just take it off.
All right, very good.
What was that, Rudy? What were you saying?
Rudy was concerned that Rachel had a sweater around her waist. I believe Rudy eager for the bare bottom portion of the of the slap-off to begin. Wouldn't that be correct, Rudy?
You got it.
So, girls, you will both have your pants off. Then you'll be standing like... back to back like that. And then let's say that, I forgot the names already.
Rachel and Beth.
Rachel. Okay, Rachel, you would turn around first, and then you would spank Beth's butt.
Just let you can demonstrate on the jeans right now. There you go.
Then you would quickly turn around and assume the position, and she would do the same to you.
And
there you go. Very nice.
And think of it almost like a ballet, like a choreography where you just go one, two, you know. And it's just going to be kind of, you can work out your own rhythm, basically.
Now, unlike when we have had people in here slapping in the face, we urge them to go easy.
Yes.
Would you agree? Let me ask Rudy Martsky. Rudy, wouldn't you think that you could slap the butt a little harder than you would slap the face?
I think so. I expect this to escalate.
That's Rudy giving his permission for a little firmer. And, you know, because, you know, on the butt, you want to hear a bit of the sound as well.
Right. Very now, girls, if you go an hour, we'll stay an hour with you. It's a battle to the very end.
Yep.
Eventually, one of you will say uncle and will give up.
Yeah, whichever one says uncle first is the loser. Now, Beth, you look confused at that. Are you? Is that a look of confusion on your face?
No, it wasn't a look of confusion. I was just wondering, you know, are we going to run into the sports junkies? Or while we're slapping, are y'all going to be doing
well,
your stick?
This thing normally runs its course. You never know, but it should be spirited at the beginning.
The beautiful thing about our show is that it's open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
If we've got a show, much like you're going to be open-ended in a minute, you know, if we got something good going on the show, we can just go with it.
And I should point out that both Beth and Rachel have that ivory girl look to them. They're very wholesome-looking women, and surprised that that women that look this wholesome and all-American are here participating in this contest. Yes, Mr. Marsky.
Hold on, Rudy.
The only one missing is Dennis Rodman for this pro wrestling type out.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thanks so much, Rudy.
Thank you. Co-host Rudy Marsky.
Yeah, girls, what were you guys saying?
We've actually become really quite good friends, and we found out we're both from very small towns out in the West. She's married. I mean, we got this whole thing going, so it won't be maybe too...
I'm a competitor, Beth.
Uh-huh. Either of you girls have lesbian tendencies?
Nope.
You sure?
I'm open to anything, Don.
Oh, really? Open to anything. Okay.
Beautiful.
I should point out that although this is a spirited competition, that in some circles, Don, gratification can be achieved by this action.
I've heard that.
Have heard that. It must be a nasty rumor. Yeah.
Look at Rudy. Look at the smile on Rudy Marsky's face. How you doing, Rudy?
I can't wait.
I can't wait. All right, girls, retire to the green room,
mm-hmm.
and when we come back, we'll ask you to pull your pants down and begin the bare-bottom slap-off.
What do you think, Rudy? You excited about this?
Well, we hit new lows on this show. Is this a rating period, Mike? I mean, Don?
Hey, if it's so low, you don't have to participate, Rudy.
Well, I'm here. Why do you think I've left?
Okay. He's here for the long run, Don.
Okay, we'll be right back. Can you try Blumpkin, Rudy?
No. And I get in trouble with some of these things because you have me on the air with these guys, like the Jim Grays. And we get who was the guy a couple weeks ago? Ahmad Rashad. Yeah. Ahmad hit me up when I got to Chicago. He said, Rudy, what words were they using?
What words were we using? Ahmad Rashad used the S word on the show.
Well, yeah, Ahmad did get dumped off the show for that one.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Rudy, that hanging here with you during the commercial breaks is like having two shows going on at once, listening to the saga of Rudy moving to Atlanta with his cats.
I'll tell you,
man, it's like two shows going on at the same time.
And also, Rudy, you know, offering his unique look at everybody who works here and all of the people.
Oh, we're going to miss you, Rudy.
Okay.
Going to miss you.
I'll be around.
And I put the wrong CD in the machine. Hey, that's happening. You like this, Rudy? Does that sound good to you?
This is the grassroots, Rudy.
Some of my favorite stuff. Right?
It's not as good as Carol Crow, is it?
Yeah, that Carol Crow, she's hot.
Yeah, I lost that music that has the Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah, we'll do it without that music. Just bring the girls back in. Welcome back to the show now, Beth and Rachel.
Beth and Rachel are combatants for today.
For the bare bottom slap off. We've taken the slap off to a whole new level.
Yes, we have.
Not content with simply having our listeners slap each other in the face, these girls will de-pants themselves.
That's right.
And then they will spank each other's butts until they're red and irritated and until one of them says, I can stand no more.
And a wave for Buzz as the contestants walk by the window, and they look like they're both ready for competition, Don.
I, for one, am surprised that Buzz hasn't dimmed his lights yet to the Playboy After Hours look.
There he goes. All righty.
Well, Beth and Rachel, if you would both please pull down your pants.
Do y'all have a specific level that they have to go down
limit,
to?
Don.
It just has to be enough that...
Enough cheek has to be exposed so that the hand can fit on the cheek. I think that's the way it should be.
All right,
there we go.
Yeah. You got it down. You got it down. You got it down perfectly.
All right, any comments, Mr. Marsky?
This reminds me of many other scenes in this show, and I'm, that's why I'm sticking around.
All right.
All right, and Beth and Rachel are
Boom.
Ready. All right.
Well, I'm glad my wife didn't have her hand operated on today. I would hate to have missed today's show.
You might have been getting a spanking.
Okay, let's... Oh, we got the music. Oh, there we go. Let's get
right,
ready.
Here it goes.
Let's get ready to rumble. Rachel and Beth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Both of them with their pants pulled down. Bare butt showing.
Rob has brought the microphone down to butt level so that you, the listener, will be able to experience it.
Now, girls, remember what we want is a nice rhythm. Now, you both have delightful asses.
Yes, wonderful butts. Yes, bravo. A round of applause for the butts.
Very nice asses.
Very good.
Please remember, girls, those are exits, not entrances. Just imposing my own morality on you there.
There you go.
Let's start with Beth.
Okay, Beth.
Beth, how about you turn around.
Your first slap.
And you go ahead, smack her.
There's okay, one.
There you go. Very good.
Two.
And then turn around.
Three. Four.
You're probably going to have to pull your shirt up a little bit so that she can get all your butt.
There you go. There you go. Oh, a little pain.
Oh, my.
And I want to say that the contestants, the choreography so far is perfect.
They're beautiful.
They're not missing a beat.
Oh, you bad girl.
And Don, I'd like to report also there is early redness on Rachel.
Yeah, baby. Both of these girls, look at this. Is this the best job in the world? I mean, I know it's great listening to the show in your car after a tough day at work, but it's better being in here.
Rudy, any thoughts?
I was driving over today and I heard the contest. I said, oh boy, they've come up with a new one, but... I'm glad I'm here.
He is very glad they're here. And ladies, so far, how's everything going?
I am not going to be able to sit down for a week.
Tell you what, they're really getting into it.
Man, they both seem to... The good thing is they both seem to be smiling.
Rudy?
Looks to me like Rachel's getting hit on one side there, and it's reddening up more than the other one.
Oh, now, there's a switch up. Now they're going to the other cheek.
Oh, that was a good one by Beth right there. Oh, my.
It's a vertical smile.
And they are both very red. Both very red.
Oh, no kidding. Look at how red their butts are.
Now, Beth is hitting harder, as I expected. It's escalating.
You know, we asked Rudy about TV sports.
Right.
And he's here like a mental patient.
Yeah, I know, but you get a couple of girls slapping each other's butts.
And then he really comes to life.
I will tell you what you're...
Reminds him of his days in the ABA, I'm sure.
This is a new sport.
And the mic position, Rob. Good job on the mic position.
Perfectly done, Rob.
We are getting sharp retorts every time the buttocks are smacked.
Guys... Let's just let the action speak for itself.
And ladies, perhaps while we're doing that, just pick up the tempo, not the intensity.
There we go. There you go.
Okay.
Let's listen. Let's be like golf announcers. Oh, my.
Did this for hours.
Yeah, your butt looks horrible.
I know, well.
I mean, not.
I've never heard that before quite like that.
100, Rob?
100.
You've been counting, Rob?
Yeah.
100 slaps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Can I put this on a resume?
They still seem to be hanging in there.
Wow. Okay, stop time for 1 second. Let me just see how red your butts are.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh. I know.
Oh, God, that's
so red.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
your butts are so red. All right, well, let's get back to it then, Chris.
All right.
Back to the action. Wow.
Baby's ass.
Rachel's butt is super red.
Oh, it is.
Bad.
Well, $200 will buy me a lot of desiccants.
What was that, Rudy?
Don might have to have the team doctor step in. You know, like in a ring, check this out there, stop it on.
Oh, no, Rudy. The whole point of this is to let them go. Rudy, the fight doctor. Until one of them can take it no more. Oh, my. These girls are really going at it. Oh, let's do this on tomorrow's show, too. We don't even need new girls to come down. We'll just have Beth and Rachel come down again tomorrow.
Every day this week, and then they won't be able to sit for the rest of their lives.
How about Rob and Charlotte?
Oh, God.
What, are you a homo, Rudy? Who wants to see that?
Right, what a horrible thing to say. Can't think of anything more horrible. And it continues. Now, how does it feel, ladies?
200!
That's 200, Mike.
My first husband.
Is a. Is a
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Hope you're not listening.
Are either of you about ready to give up?
Nope. Negative.
I'll tell you this. Check out somebody's high beams. Somebody's aroused by this.
Beppa, is it cold in here?
Yes, it is.
Somebody's very, very, very excited by this.
Now it's continuing. Now, how many spanks are we at now, Rob?
230.
230 times.
All right, now there's a girl on the phone who says she's Rachel's wife. Do you know a girl named Rachel? A girl named Julie Rachel?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's put Julie on.
I thought I asked you girls if you were lesbians, and you said no.
Well, Rachel gave you kind of an ambiguous answer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you. Are you Rachel's wife?
Yes, I am. My name is Julie. Rachel, stop her butt. I want the money, and I want you home now.
Whoa.
Oh,
oh boy. Are you the husband in that relationship, Julie?
It sort of varies. Sometimes she's the wife, sometimes I'm the wife. Mm. It varies.
All right.
Well. Yeah. Her butt is red.
Yes, Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, I knew there'd be a new kind of twist to this one.
What's that, Rudy?
When Rudy raises his hand, I believe that's the lesbian twist. Is that right, Rudy?
Yes.
Rudy didn't want to say lesbian on the show.
Say lesbian, Rudy.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Say it.
It's
lesbian.
Okay.
Right. What was that, Julie?
Say lesbian. Say dyke, even.
Oh, my gosh, Julie.
300.
Easy, honey.
300.
They're at 300 slaps, Julie. And would you like any more encouraging words for your wife, Rachel?
I'd like to state for public record that I knew nothing about this until she called me from the radio station.
Yeah.
And I'm rather upset with her for this. I'd like to say that she can expect no caring from me to her tender butt.
Oh, did you hear that?
Unless she wins the money.
Did you hear that, Rachel? No, no care for your butt from your wife, Julie, unless you win.
And even then, she had better win quick to get any loving at all from me tonight.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Well, Julie, the lesbian wife, wants a quick resolve to this.
Yes, she does. She wants Rachel home and wants Rachel home. And these ladies, from two people that are slapping each other's butts, they are having a fantastic time.
They're loving it.
See, that bothers me, too.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't be enjoying this at all.
Well, I hate to tell you, Julie, but she is enjoying it.
Yeah. I want to tell you something. This
is for the horse.
This Beth is a super cutie, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah, she's real cute.
Damn.
She's real cute. She has red hair.
Well, tell her after the butt slapping is finished, after Beth has you know, filled out her duties, tell her to
stop. Oh, my God. Rachel's butt. You're going to want to need an ice pack on that butt.
Oh, man.
God.
Don't worry about it.
Don't. Rachel says don't worry about it, Julie.
Oh, okay. Fine.
What?
Bare bottom slap off.
I'll tell you one thing. Rachel's butt is angry, Julie.
Her butt is much redder than Beth, isn't it? Oh, look at, they're comparing right now.
They're comparing sides. All right, let's do a butt check. Butt check here. Let's check. All right. Both very
wow.
red.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Rachel has, like, welts on her butt.
Oh,
I am
my.
Not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Two on her butt.
And what about Beth's butt? Is it anywhere near as bad as Rachel's?
Beth's is very red also.
But not as red as Rachel's.
Rachel's is purple red.
Rachel's looks like poison ivy.
Oh, my.
Oh, lovely.
Rudy, what do you think? What's your comment on the status of this so far?
Well, I think Rachel's getting close to this qualification.
400.
Why?
Goody.
Because her butt's so red?
Ooh, red.
All right, well, Rudy's the judge.
Rudy, you're the judge and fight doctor.
You can call the fight if you want.
Out of fairness, at this point, as long as these girls are still going strong, maybe we should...
So we meet again. Sally Gary Stevens. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.